This is a team that got off to kind of a shaky start, but they have really hit their stride the last 4 weeks. They have won their last four ball games over Grand Island Northwest, over York, over Columbus in double overtime, and they beat Columbus Lakeview last week by the score of 28-14. So we got a matchup here in the first round, Jimmy, of a pretty good team in Adams Central at 8-1, but I think an upstart team in the Seward Blue Jays. They come in a mark of 6 wins and 3 losses. This is a team that Adams Central started the season with, and the Patriots beat them by the score of 28-7. So I expect maybe a tough football game here to begin the Class B state playoffs here tonight.
Well, I think you're right, Mike. And the one thing about it, you always get to a second time around for a team. It's always tougher to beat them the second time around. They know so much about each other, and I just look for that coming into this ball game tonight. But the one thing that you got to look at, you touched on it, 4 straight wins for Seward coming into this ball game, and they have really been on a roll. We got to see them a couple of weeks into the season when they played Hastings High, and Hastings nearly upended them in Seward. But the Seward Blue Jays, a very talented team. We talk about them coming in. They kind of a three-way show here. They've got that Chase Werdeman. You've talked about him in the pregame show. Werdeman rushing this year for 1,158 yards, 13 touchdowns. Very talented in there at the running back spot. And then Logan Frank, we've seen him against Hastings High. He'll carry the ball, and also a great receiver, 217 rushing, 309 yards for Logan Frank. So we've seen him. And then you go to their quarterback, very, very talented, Chase Cook. He is an outstanding athlete and has tremendous speed. So Adams Central defense really has to be on their toes tonight, and they are going to have to be very well prepared against this Seward team, because they are going to come out with all guns a-blazing.
Chase Werdeman, you mentioned him, Jimmy, last week against Columbus Lakeview, 27 carries and 203 yards. I think he put up 200 yards against Hastings High earlier this season. So he's the guy that's going to carry most of the load for the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. This is a team that averages about 217 yards per ball game on the ground, 62 yards passing. They average about 22 points per ball game. Defensively, Seward has been playing extremely well, too, as Bill Carlin talked about during the pregame show. They give up about 166 yards rushing, only 83 yards passing, 250 yards or so per ball game. They give up about 16 points. The weather conditions, I think, going to be a factor, too, especially if you're a throwing team that Adams Central wants to throw the ball around a little bit. We've got a wind that looks like it's going to be blowing across the field tonight out of the west at about, they're saying, 15 miles per hour. So that could have a little bearing on the football game here tonight as well.
Well, and I think the wind has subsided just a little bit since I got here at the stadium. It's gone down to just a little bit. This field kind of sets in here at a little bit of an angle, kind of northwest to southeast. And as you can see, the flag kind of blowing in the north end zone. The wind's definitely going to be a factor. Also, the temperature going to be very, very cool here this evening. And then also with all the moisture we have gotten, a lot of conditions, a lot like last week in Aurora, where we talked about the field conditions. I walked out on the field this evening when I first got here, and the grass is cut considerably higher than what it was in Aurora, but still very soft, between the 30s, where the teams have basically concentrate on through the course of a season. So a very thin field out there and a lot of mud, so it's going to be very tough footing conditions for both offensive teams.
Hey, they tell us the game time temperature is 40 degrees. That's hard to believe. Winds out of the west at 16 miles per hour. The wind chill is sitting at 32 degrees, and it's every bit of that. We were on the far side of the field with the wind blowing over there. That's where the Adams Central fans are at here at this field. It's going to be very chilly on that side of the field tonight.
Well, it will be. The wind chill will be down there, but the good thing is you're very prepared, and you're many years of doing this. We've got our little portable heater up here, so we will be fine. I'm going to take off the big coat, so don't worry, and get ready for a great football game here in Hastings tonight.
As I mentioned just before we got into the pregame show tonight, this is the only game in the western half of the bracket in Class B that's going to be played tonight. The other games have been postponed until tomorrow. Those games include the matchup between Aurora and Alliance. They will play that one tomorrow at 4 o'clock. McCook and Ogallala, they'll play that one at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And Lexington and Gehring will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. They're going to play in North Platte. Gehring came down. They had the home field advantage, so to speak. They're the number 2 seed in the West, and they had to give up the home game. They're going to play Lexington at North Platte tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock because of the snowstorm out of the western part of the state. So Adams Central is the only team, along with Seward, playing here in Class B in the western half of the bracket. In the eastern half of the bracket tonight, you've got Omaha Scott playing South Sioux City, Crete against Plattsmouth, Blair against Omaha Gross Catholic, and Gretna against Waverly. A couple of teams also playing in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 because those games were postponed from last night. They're trying to sneak those in tonight. So we'll try to keep you up to date on all the scores that we can throughout the broadcast here tonight on 1230 KHIS. But it's Adams Central and Seward tonight on KHIS. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back at Patriots Field at Adams Central tonight. The Class B State High School football playoffs on 1230 KHAS. Seward going to kick off to begin the football game. Seward going to be dressed in their dark blue navy pants tonight with their white tops and their blue football helmets. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding blue uniforms tonight with their silver pants and their blue football helmets. As we get set to go, the Class B State High School football playoffs tonight on 1230 KHIS. I think we got a good one on tap here tonight. Chase Cook going to kick off here for Seward. Into the football, keeps it down along the ground. It finally gets back to the deep man back there for Adams Central. That's going to be Nate Arlt. He is back to the 15-yard line to the 20, comes near sideline. He's attempted to be brought down there by Seward, gives up a little ground, and then he is be nailed back here at the 20-yard line. We'll see whether they're going to give him forward progress. He got up to the 24 and then was ridden down back to the 20-yard line. They'll give him the 24. That's where Adams Central will start here tonight. First down and 10 yards to go.
Well, and one thing quickly, Mike, good to see Nate Arnold out there. We talked about him coming into this ballgame before we went on the air, and you'd said that he's kind of been fitted for a brace on that left hand. He was injured in the game up there in Aurora last week, and kind of a painful injury. He had all of his fingers dislocated from the knuckles. So obviously the doctors did a great job. He's got a brace. He's getting the start tonight as Adams Central will take their first snap.
Two wide receivers split to the right side. Here's a handoff to Beamer. He just crashes forward across the 25-yard line, brings it out to about the 28 before he's brought down. So Adams Central obviously going to want to run the football here tonight when you got a guy in the backfield like Ryan Beamer, 190 pounds, a senior, 1,257 yards coming in to the football game here tonight. Matt Overmiller is your quarterback. Ryan Bender will be in there at the other running back spot. Bryce Hendricks out at tight end. Zach Hunt at wide receiver. Nate Arnold will be in the slot back position tonight for the Patriots. It'll be Zach Hunt splitting out wide to the right side. Jake Johnson into the ball game now as a wide receiver to the left. Second down and 5 yards to go. The ball is on the 29-yard line. And we got some movement up front. Somebody from Seward, I think number one, Kyle Einsfar, number one, the defensive tackle, jumps up front. That's going to cost him 5 yards. So a 5-yard penalty marched off here against the Seward Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's going to be the case there. They'll give Adams Central 5 yards. They're going to bring up a second down and a very manageable 1 yard just to go for Adams Central here. We talked about AC coming in from that loss from Aurora, and I think it is key, Mike, to see how this team bounces back. They run the table 8-0, and then they lose their last game in a tough, tough loss. They really got off to a great start against Aurora, and then really Aurora just pinned their ears back and really came at this Adams Central team.
So it's second down and about a half a yard to go. They just go with the up back. That's going to be Bender as he crashes his way across the 35 onto the 37-yard line. Up there on the offensive line for Adams Central tonight, no changes. We've got to Matt Wallen and Zach Hollister, Tommy Ehlers, Philip Holtman, and also Jake Meyer. Those guys have done a great job blocking for this rushing attack of the Patriots. AC picks up a first down here as they bring the ball out to the 36-yard line, first down and 10. Patriots moving from our right to our left here at the Patriots Field, just underway here tonight. Class B State High School football playoffs from 1230 KHAS. Here's Overmiller, wants to throw the football, sets, throws it to the far side. It's caught by Zach Hunt. He's at the 45-yard line, and he's popped out of bounds up there around the 49. Zach Hunt gets the reception there for Adams Central over there defensively for the Seward Blue Jays was Derek Eastman, the defensive end on that side, the 190-pound senior. But a completed pass and a nice one from Overmiller. He has been very effective this year, Jimmy. He's completed 59% of his passes.
Yeah, really just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Very comfortable back there, and his line gives him a good protection. And that was a good pass there, a gain of 9 to Zach Hunt. Bring up second down and 1 here for the Patriots.
From their own 45-yard line, here's Overmiller again. Hands the ball away to Beamer across the 45, spins at the 50-yard line, breaks it outside. He is set on the sideline as he takes the ball down to about the 49 of Seward. So Beamer again carrying the football there for Adams Central. The tackle is made in there by the Jays. Coming up to make the stop is number 12, Sam Brower, coming up from his defensive back position. But the Patriots have been able to grind out a couple of first downs here. They have now brought the ball about to a half a yard into Seward territory. The ball resting between the 49 and the 50. It's a first down for the Patriots.
And a good run by Ryan Beamer there. Yards after contact. Tremendous. We've seen that last night with Dalton Seeley for St. Cecilia. You'll see a lot of that tonight by Ryan Beamer.
Here's Overmiller. Hands the ball away on that little reverse play to a Nate Arnold. He's across the 50. Takes the ball down to about the 46-yard line. So Arnold picks up about 4 yards in the play. Tackle is made by Daniel Buss, the quarterback on the right side, the 150-pound junior for the Seward Blue Jays. I want to see how Nate hangs in there with that hurt hand. Obviously, it's going to have some bearing on catching the football here tonight, but they said he had a great week of practice, so we'll just keep our eyes on him there.
Yeah, and that's when we had a chance to talk to Bill Carlin, said he was very comfortable out there. Obviously, not able to catch it real good one-handed with that left hand where the brace is on, but Nate, a very good competitor out there, and it's good to see him on the field tonight.
Second down and 7 from the 46-yard line of Seward. Adams Central with a couple of wide receivers to the left. Here is Beamer. Beamer's across the 45-yard line, takes it to the 40, leans forward down to the 39-yard line. An off-tackle play as Ryan Beamer gets another carry here for the Patriots. And Beamer has got to Adams Central looking good here as they work now in a third down situation. Could be very close to a first down, and the officials look to the near side, and they say it's going to be a first down. So they move the stakes again. First down and 10 yards to go. Adams Central has now got the ball at the 39-yard line of Seward. This is the opening possession of the ball game.
3 carries, 18 yards for Beamer on this drive. Pretty much everything on the ground, 24 yards on the ground on 5 carries for the Patriots. They have had 1 pass. Overmiller completed that to Zach Hunt. 3rd first down as they continue into Blue Jay territory.
On the 39-yard line of Seward, here's a handoff again to Beamer. Looking, dancing, 35, breaks outside to the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Ryan Beamer looked inside, dances outside, brings it to the 27-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Jays, and downfield there is a Chase Werdeman, number 27 for Seward, to make the stop. But they pick up another first down. A very impressive drive as Adams Central just keeps the ball on the ground as they move against this Seward defense here tonight.
Well, and again, and I think you talked to the coach in the pregame show where they have improved the most, and I really think so, Mike. In the games we've done, their offensive line has really improved immensely from the first game. They have done a great job blocking for Ryan Beamer, and that there, a gain of 11 and another first down.
And Beamer's going to get a call again as they get an inside handoff there as he moves the ball down to about the 25-yard line or so. As Beamer just takes it up inside, tackle is made in there by Richie Graves, number 9 for Seward. But like we said, Adams Central is keeping the ball on the ground. They've had, what, 1 pass so far here in this drive?
Yeah, 1 pass for 9. Everything else been on the ground. 7 rushes, 37 yards, and Beamer carrying the load primarily on this drive here. 5 carries and 31 yards already for Beamer.
Second down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 25-yard line of Seward. The Patriots moving from our right to our left here. Opening possession is the first quarter here at the Patriots field. Here's a handoff again to Beamer, and Beamer is hit this time with the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Leans forward for a yard, maybe. Tackle is made in there by number 40, the inside linebacker. That's Blake Vaggert. Vaggert, a 196-pound senior, makes the stop that time on Ryan Beamer. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play after the contact was made at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. The ball resting between the 20 and the 21-yard line. 7.5 to play here in the first quarter. The Patriots have controlled the clock here in the first period.
Yeah, they've done a great job keeping everything primarily on the ground, and you just don't see much flashy action out of Bill Carlin. It's just pretty much smash-mouth football between the tackles, and that's what they've done so far in this drive here.
Overmiller up under center now and 3rd down and short. Here's a handoff again to Beamer. Looks inside, breaks it outside, and Beamer's going to be run out of bounds here on the near sideline. He's going to have enough for a first down as Beamer takes the ball inside the 15-yard line. Run out of bounds again. So Bender has carried 1 time here on this drive. At least the rest of it has been Ryan Beamer and 1 pass play so far here in this drive for Adams Central as they continue to march the ball right down the field here. 7:07 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Patriots and the Seward Blue Jays, but this has taken a lot out of the Seward defense on the opening possession. Adams Central has got the ball now at the 13-yard line of Seward. First down and 10 from the J 13-yard line. Ball is on the near side hash mark. That's Nate Arnold going in motion to the far side. And now we've got a penalty. Everybody is stopped here as the officials blow their whistles. Penalty flags out for the first time here tonight. The Patriots, I think, going to be in motion here. It's going to cost them 5 yards. So Adams Central penalized here in this drive. It's going to cost them 5 yards. It'll move the ball back to the 18-yard line. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play. The state high school football playoffs tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Winner will play again next Wednesday. The loser is done for the season. Actually, next Friday they'll play.
Yeah, kind of been a wild start to the Nebraska State football playoffs with the weather that we have had out in the western part of the state. A lot of games were scheduled to be played today, and now with the weather and the interstate being closed, they have postponed those games, and they will take place tomorrow. Weather's supposed to be a better day tomorrow.
First down and 15 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 18-yard line of Seward. Quick pass thrown out to a Nate Arnold. He's got the ball at the 20. Nate is at the 15-yard line on the sideline, still trying to get loose, and finally knocked out of bounds over there by the Jays. So Nate Arnold catches his first pass attempt thrown his way with that injured hand. He's finally run out of bounds over there by the Seward Blue Jays. And over there making the stop for Seward, I believe, was number 65, Nathan Jensen over there, a defensive tackle for Seward. 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. The Patriots working from our right to our left. And again, this is the tough part of the field at this particular field to see.
Yeah, we've had trouble as many years as we've been coming here. Once everything goes to the left side of the field for us, it's very tough to see.
Second down and about 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 11-yard line. Beamer inside handoff to the 5-yard line. He takes it to the goal line. He leans forward. Does he get in? He does not. So Beamer takes the ball right up inside, right in between the two tackles there for AC. Nearly got into the end zone, but he has stopped just shy, I think just outside the goal line there. So the Patriots will have to try it one more time. A very impressive drive here. They have used up most of the first quarter, Jimmy. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go. This has been a great drive to start the football game for the Pats.
Yeah, 12 plays, 76 yards so far on the drive. 10 rushing plays, 2 passing plays, and that one there right between the tackles. The line does a great job. Beamer had a huge hole to run through. Picked up 10 yards, and just 1 yard to go here for the touchdown for the Patriots.
Just outside the one. It's going to be a quarterback sneak as Matt Overmiller leans forward. We're waiting for the signal. There it is. A touchdown, Adams Central. A 13-play drive, mind you, to get this football game started. As they stick it in from 1 yard out, and the Patriots go out on top by a score of 6-0.
Very impressive drive, primarily all on the ground. Bill Carlin relied on his offensive line, and he talked about them in the pregame show, how they've improved over the course of the year, and I really believe they have. They have looked very strong, and it's good to see them bounce back after that loss last week to Aurora. They bounced back in nice fashion and put up a nice drive, the opening drive of the ball game, and they get on the board early. 5:05 left here in the first quarter as Zach Hunt in to attempt the PAT.
All right, here we go as Adams Central will attempt the PAT. Johnson will hold. Ball is down and the kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So Zach Hunt hits the extra point there for Adams Central. He is now 17 out of 21 kicking PATs here this season. We've got a break, 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Adams Central 7, Seward nothing.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire. CPI, Mr. Tire has a right side for you. 1230 KHAS.
All right, 13 plays, 77 yards there for the Adams Central Patriots as Matt Overmiller hits it in from 1 yard out. That's his third rushing touchdown of the season. A score to report to you. Shadron is leading Boone Central. They're in the third quarter, 21-0. Shadron is leading there. Again, a sprinkling of games in C1, C2, D1, and D2 here tonight. Just a handful of games were postponed because of the snowstorm last night. And then most of the A and B games being played tonight. Here's a kickoff, and Seward goes down to their knees at the 30-yard line to grab that one. That was bouncing along the ground, and the guy at the 30-yard line, Daniel Buss, goes down to his knees to grab that one. So That would work on a Sunday. It's not going to work here on a Friday night for the high school stuff.
Yep, they'll spot that down, and now Seward will take over at the 30-yard line. Here we go back to the drive, and primarily the go-to guy. It's now no surprise here, Ryan Bieber on that drive. Very impressive, 8 carries and 54 yards.
So Chase Cook, the quarterback for Seward. Vaggard is one of the running backs. Chase Werdeman is the other one. We have seen a lot of Chase Werdeman, and we expect to see a lot of him here tonight against Adams Central as he will get the first call here as he takes it off a left tackle for a couple of yards. They move the ball up to about the 34-yard line. Werdeman again, 1,158 yards coming into the ball game tonight, 231 carries, averages 5 yards per carry. He's got 13 touchdowns. Had 204 yards or so in the ball game against Columbus Lakeview last week. We saw him against Hastings High earlier this season and rushed for over 200 yards against the Tigers in that ball game. Here's a quick pitch now to Werdeman. Looking to get outside. He's not going to get there as he is met by the Patriots. A great defensive play. That is Jake Meyer, number 56, making the play there for Adams Central, the defensive end, as he chops down Werdeman trying to get outside to the right side of the offensive formation. Good job there by Jake.
They're going to give him forward progress, give him a gain of about 1 yard, but we will go back to the game in Aurora last week, and Jake Meyer really played a great game at that left defensive end spot. He has really matured as the year's gone on. We have talked about him through the course of the year, really being a force out there for Bill Carlin on this defensive side.
No gain in the play. Third down, 6 yards to go from the 34-yard line. Cook now wants to throw the ball, does so on the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver, and that is number 10, Logan Frank. Frank is really their go-to guy out there. He's got 21 receptions for 309 yards. He's also run the ball 35 times, so he's kind of the all-purpose guy out there. We'll see Logan Frank both out on pass patterns and also running the football here tonight.
Well, you look at these two teams, Mike, really similar. If you look at the guys, Chase Werdeman, a lot like Ryan Bieber. You look at Logan Frank, he is very similar to Nathan Arlt. And that was a good defensive stand there. Three and out for the Patriot defense. Now we'll see Arlt back deep to field this punt.
Cook is the punter. He averages about 35.6 yards per kick. He will kick this one to the near sideline. It's going to be down here at about the 37-yard line. That was Jordan Ogvathy over here for Seward to down the football. A kick of only 28 yards. So Adams Central going to have pretty good field position. They'll start this drive first down and 10 on their own 37-yard line. The Patriots going 77 yards on the first possession here tonight. They stick it in the end zone with a 1 yard quarterback sneak from Matt Overmiller. So here come the Patriot offense once again.
And they'll take over from their own 37-yard line here on this drive. And as we said, very impressive. The offensive line doing a nice job blocking up front. Everything primarily between the tackles. And Matt Overmiller did a great job guiding that team down as he's in the shotgun here on the second series.
Wide receivers left and right. They hand the ball away to Bieber as he angles off to the right side. Hit once, hit twice, and down he goes right at the line of scrimmage. Good job there by the Seward Blue Jay defense. Not allowing Bieber to break that line of scrimmage as they bring him down, a pickup of only about a yard in the play. Maybe two. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Primarily a rushing football game so far as Adams Central scoring out for the second time this season against the Seward Blue Jays. Adams Central beat this team to begin the season by the score of 28-7 here at the Patriots Field. Overmiller now under center with wide receivers split to the left side. A quick throw out here. Nate Arlt grabs the ball. He's got it at 35 to the 40 as he rushes forward to about the 45-yard line where he's covered up. The Patriots still going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Tackle is made over here by Thomas Boehner. Boehner, the defensive end for the Jays, the 200-pound senior. Good to see Nate Arlt catching the football. So obviously the hand is not a big factor right now for Nate as he brings the ball up here to the 45-yard line, third down and 2.
Not a pretty good gain there, almost to 7 yards, and out on that play, just a little screen pass over to the left side. Zach Hunt doing a great job blocking for Nate Arlt out there, and he inches that ball closer to the 45-yard line, bring up second down and a third down in about 2 yards.
All right, Overmiller is up under center, turns, hands the ball away to Bieber. He's got the first down and more as he crashes forward to the 49-yard line. It's a first down for the Patriots. Tackle is made in there by the Seward Blue Jays. Derek Eastman, again, getting the stop there for the Jays. But Ryan Bieber picks up the first down up around the midfield stripe. In fact, the nose of the football is sitting at the 50-yard line. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Opening quarter, 7-0. Patriots have the lead.
Well, in a very rapidly moving first quarter, going to be close to the two-minute mark here when we take the next snap. But you watch that play right down here in front of us, Mike. The offensive line getting off the ball very quick, and a quick 5 yards. It's just very nice to see the line blocking the way they are up there. And Bieber picks up 5 more, adds to his total, 61 on 10 carries so far here tonight.
Hunt split to the right side, and Overmiller wants to throw, throws it that way. It's going to be incomplete. as Hunt goes down, trying to make a sliding catch with the ball down there at the 46-yard line. He could not cradle the ball, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
That is Over Miller's first incomplete pass tonight. He was 3 of 3 for 23 yards, mixing the ball around a couple passes to Nate Arlt tonight. But one thing I've noticed last week in the Aurora game, the guy that's got to be in the best shape in this is the quarterback, Matt Overmiller. After every play, he runs to the far sidelines, talks to his head coach, Bill Carlin, then runs back on, gets the play called, and then runs. That's tremendous conditioning.
Yeah, a lot of teams will shuffle players. That's not the case here for Adams Central. Overmiller hands the ball away to Beamer. Beamer at the 50-yard line to the 45, still on his feet, keeping those feet moving as he moves it to the outside and finally brought down at the 44. Tough running there by Ryan Beamer over there defensively for the Seward Blue Jays. Big number 66, Travis Anderson. Anderson, a 195-pound senior. But that's the way you run the football, Jimmy. Just keep those feet moving. You bounce off a couple of would-be defenders there. Keep those feet moving. Stay on your feet. And who knows, you could break one or two of those tackles.
Well, he is just so strong. And, again, they just run the stretch play right off the right tackle. And, again, yards after contact was tremendous. He was hit a couple of yards past the line of scrimmage and then just continued to keep moving them legs. His pad level is so low, it's just very tough to bring him down. And got a good gain there. Going to bring up third down and about three.
Here's Overmiller, play-action pass. He drops back. He's going to throw the football downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Right in the center of the field, trying to get it to Zach Hunt. Back in coverage there for the Seward Blue Jays was number 10, Logan Frank. So an incomplete pass. And it's now third down. Actually, it should be, fourth down? Fourth down and 3 yards to go.
Yeah, and we'll see Zach Hunt come on to punt for the first time this evening. And not a very good pass there by Overmiller. He had plenty of time, but good coverage. Logan Frank matched up with Zach Hunt. That'll be interesting to watch that matchup. A couple of tremendous athletes out there tonight.
Hunt had a tremendous night kicking the football last week against the Aurora Huskies. And now on fourth down and 3, Jimmy, I think somebody up front moves for the second time tonight. I think it's Kyle Einsfar, number 1.
Yeah, but more importantly, Mike, that's going to be very costly. That's going to give the Patriots 5 yards on an automatic first down and continue them on the march. And Einspire knew it. He pounded his fist onto the ground, and a big mistake. You just don't want to keep the ball in the hands of this Adams Central offense.
So they only needed 3. The 5-yard penalty will give Adams Central a first down. So off goes the punt team. Back onto the field comes the offensive unit here for Adams Central. 1:03 left in the first quarter. 7-0, the Patriots have the lead. And now Adams Central have a first down at the Seward 38-yard line thanks to the penalty on the punt on Einsfar. And now they're going to go right back to the ground game. That's going to be Beamer with a ball. And he moves forward for about 4 or 5 yards again as he brings it across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. Ryan Beamer just so tough to bring down. 1,257 yards. He averages, Jimmy, 6.9 yards per carry. I like my chances there if you turn around and hand the ball to the 190-pound senior.
Well, how many times have we done an Adams Central game, and before the first quarter has ended, he is nearing the 100-yard mark, and that is the case this evening. 12 carries, 74 yards, as we're itching very close inside 30 seconds here for Beamer in the first quarter.
It's a line of scrimmage at the 33. Here's that reverse play to Nate Arnold. This time it's going to be blown up, busting through there, and bringing down Nate was number 66, the inside linebacker, Travis Anderson. That's a play that Adams Central has used quite a bit here the past couple of weeks, Jimmy. That little reverse play to Nate Arnold. Nate was out in the slot formation on the right side, comes back and gets the handoff, and obviously the Seward Blue Jays saw that on film all week long.
Yeah, and a great job there. You talk about Travis Anderson busting through the line. He wasn't fooled. He knew exactly where the ball was going. That was a great defensive play, a loss of nearly 5 yards. So when we come back and start the second quarter, Adams Central will have a third down and 8.
All right, so the first quarter is in the books tonight here at the Patriots Field. Adams Central in the Class B State High School football playoffs tonight. We'll take a break. After one quarter, it's Adams Central 7, Seward nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Patriots Field. Adams Central leading by the score of 7-0. Here's another run to a Beamer. He's at the 30-yard line to the 25, puts his head down to the 20-yard line and finally brought down to the 19. So on third down at 8, the Patriots continue to feed the ball to Ryan Beamer. He picks up the first down and more, and the Patriots are on the march again to begin the second quarter. They'll spot the football at the 20-yard line, first down and 10 for the Patriots.
Again, right between the tackles, right off the left side. And again, a huge hold out there, and then just tough running by Ryan Beamer. Picks up 14 yards, and the seventh first down for Adams Central. Beamer, by the way, 13 carries, 88 yards in the ballgame.
And we're just now into the second quarter. Here's Overmiller again to Beamer. He fumbles the football this time, and he falls back on top of it back here at the 22-yard line. So a problem with the exchange between Overmiller and Beamer. He loses a couple of yards on the play back here to the 22. It's going to bring up a second down and 12 situation. Adams Central now working from our left to our right. Already leading the ball game by the score of 7-0. They scored in their opening possession of the ball game tonight, marching the ball 77 yards in just 13 plays.
Completely dominated the first quarter. 21 offensive plays for Adams Central, only three for Seward, as the Patriots were able to rack up 99 yards there in that first quarter.
Second down and 12. The ball is at the 22-yard line of Seward. Here's Overmiller, hands it away to Beamer. Inside handoff, 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone for the touchdown, Adams Central. He takes it in from 22 yards out, and the Patriots go out on top now by a score of 13-0. Just an inside handoff, nothing fancy right there, as Ryan Beamer scores a touchdown. It is his 19th touchdown rushing on the season.
21 yards, and that one right behind Tommy Ehlers and Phillip Holman right there on the right side, the big center. They open up another huge hole, and once you get the afterburners kicked in with Ryan Beamer, it's tough to bring him down, and I don't believe once he got into that Seward secondary, anybody touched him. So the Patriots extend their lead now to 13-0. Zach Hunt will be in. Jake Johnson holding for Adams Central.
So the Patriots have had the ball twice. They have scored twice. And they have chewed up a lot of this first half. Here comes the extra point now by Zach Hunt. That one is up there. It is good. So Zach is 2-for-2 on his PATs here tonight. Adams Central looking good so far here in this football game. 10 minutes and 51 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, Seward nothing.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has got the lead here over the Seward Blue Jays. It's now a 14-0 football game. A 22-yard touchdown run from Ryan Beamer here tonight. So Adams Central has had the ball twice, and they have scored twice. That was a 10-play, 63-yard drive for the Patriots. 10:51 remaining here in the first half. And now Seward, boy, they've had the ball for only three plays. They went three plays and out in their opening possession, and the offense hasn't touched it since.
Well, and that's what a good offense will do for you. They keep the defense off. They just control the clock, and with the ground game that Adams Central is putting out there tonight, they can chew up a lot of time, and the Patriots have dominated this ball game early.
Here's the kickoff now by Adams Central, returned by the Jays as they bring the ball out here to about the 30-yard line. Richie Graves brings the ball back for Seward. At a final score in Class C1, it was Shadron tonight beating Boone Central by the score of 21-8. That one is final. Shadron 21 and Boone Central 8. Adams Central leading here 14-0 over Seward. Jays have had the ball for just three plays as they will start this drive here in the second quarter. First down and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Seward moving from our right to our left. And now what do we have here? Cook having a problem, I think, with the exchange, and he's got to fall on top of the football. So Cook having a little problem with the center to quarterback exchange there. On top of him was a Skyler Hunt. You don't want him pouncing on your back, Jimmy. 315 pounds and a junior. Skyler's a big boy up there.
Well, you look at all the guys up there. Brandon Hageman, one guy, he was our KHS player of the game last week, 200 pounds. Then you go to the left side, Nick Gill, 235. Jake Meyer, 235. They're a force. They've done a great job this year.
Second down and 11 yards to go. Here's the quarterback just going straight ahead. That's Chase Cook as he brings the ball across the 30 onto about the 32-yard line. So a short game. And now Seward will be looking at third down and about 8 yards to go. They have done nothing so far against this Adams Central defense, which has been very good so far this season.
Yeah, and we talked about the first drive they did have. That was three and out. They only was able to get 5 yards. That was all on the ground. And right now, Seward's faced with another long third down and about 7 yards.
Adams Central gives up 67 yards per ball game rushing, 98 yards per ball game passing. Here's a throw to the near side. Graves catches the ball at the 48-yard line. It's going to be a first down. Richie Graves hauls one in there for the Seward Blue Jays. That one was right on the money by Chase Cook. Tackle is made downfield by Jake Johnson of Adams Central. So Seward throws the football here. Comes to Richie Graves for the Jays, and he grabs the ball and a first down out here at the 48-yard line.
First down on the night for Seward, and that one goes for 15 yards as they inch the ball up to the 47-yard line. Nice pass play.
Seward in the tight Maryland I formation. Handoff goes to Wardeman. He brings it across the 50-yard line inside Adams Central territory down to about the 48. Johnson again into the stop there for Adams Central, getting some help from Brian Bender. So Wardeman carries the ball there. Seward now moving with the football in Adams Central territory. It's going to be a second down five situation. The football is sitting at the 48-yard line of Adams Central. Seward quickly in and out of the huddle. They'll send a couple of wide receivers out to the right side. In fact, trips to the right side with a quarterback, Chase Cook, in the shotgun formation. Wardeman in the backfield. They're going to run the option play. Pitch back comes. Wardeman can't handle the pitch. There's a big stack up back here at the 45-yard line, and Wardeman falls on top of it. Not a very good pitch that time by the quarterback, Chase Cook. Wardeman just sticks his hands out there to knock it down and then had to fall on top of the football. That's an odd-shaped ball down there. It takes some funny bounces, but Wardeman falls on top of it back here at the 46, a loss of several yards in the play.
Well, and busting through there, Ryan Beamer coming on the blitz from his linebacker position was able to get through there, put a lot of pressure on Cook, and force him to make a bad pitch.
Here's the quarterback, Cook, dropping back to throw. He's not going to get to as he is sacked on the play. That is Ryan Beamer, number 40, coming in for his quarterback sack. That is his second sack of the season. Beamer coming on the blitz for Adams Central. And that's going to bring up a third down and long situation now as the ball, actually fourth down. Should be fourth down now as the ball is pushed all the way back to the 39-yard line. So as Seward got the ball in the AC territory, the defense gets tough. And they move the ball all the way back here to the 39. It is fourth down and 19.
Well, and they decide to send Ryan Beamer again two consecutive blitzes, and he was in there bringing down the quarterback, Chase Cook, for some big losses.
And now Cook will punt the ball. It's going to be Beamer accepting it at about the 28. He's back to the 30. He's back to the 35 to the 40. Penalty flags are down as Beamer goes down at the 43. The official, boy, he threw that flag about 20 yards. Good arm there by the Zebras as the penalty flag comes down. 7:36 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has had the ball twice. They have scored twice. 14-0 is the score. So Seward has been able to achieve one first down so far in this football game. Other than that, Adams Central has completely dominated this first half of play. The penalty will go against Adams Central, so instead of having the ball up around the midfield stripe, the Patriots will be marching back in their own territory. Again, just a handful of games going on tonight. All the action is basically an A and B with just a handful of games in C1, C2, D1, and D2, the games that were postponed because of snow last night. Shadron has beaten Boone Central in an early ball game tonight by the score of 21-8. Adams Central is leading here 14-0 after the penalty on AC. The Patriots will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 26-yard line. Overmiller has got the troops back out here. They just go right back to work here with Beamer. As an inside handoff will go to Ryan. He picks up 2, maybe 3 yards. Tackle is made in there by the Seward Blue Jays. And making the stop defensively for Seward was Derek Eastman. He is the third leading tackler for the Seward Blue Jays. In fact, one thing we did not mention in the pregame show, their number one defensive man is Dalton Worth. Worth is a 215-pound senior. He's the leading tackler in the team. He was injured late in the season and is not playing here tonight. So that was a big blow for the Seward Blue Jays. Despite their four-game winning streak at the end of the season, they lose their best defensive player. Overmiller's going to air it out down here. Hunt is out here, and he makes the catch. Hunt at the 42-yard line across the 40, takes the ball out of the 35-yard line, and the Patriots are on the move again. Nice pass by Matt Overmiller to Zach Hunt. Seward was right there defensively, Jimmy. They had a man out there, but Zach Hunt makes a nice catch of the ball as they move it all the way down to the Seward 35-yard line, and the Patriots are in business.
We can give 381 yards now on the season for Zach Hunt as that one goes for 30 yards. And you can see Hunt, he was lined up as a split end over here on our near side and just simply run a fly pattern down, and Overmiller hit him in stride and was able to pick up some additional yardage and take it into Seward Blue Jay territory yet again.
All right, here's a handoff again to Ryan Beamer. Spins, gets away at the 35-yard line, and then chopped down at the 32. Beamer trying to get it outside, but he was chopped down by Richie Graves over there, number 9 for the Seward Blue Jays. So just a couple of yard gain there for Ryan Beamer. 14-0 ball game. I'm concerned about you tonight, buddy. You're kind of groggy after last night's Hastings St. Cecilia ball game.
I tell you what, the one thing that's fortunate for us is we were inside at the college and not at Duncan Field, but I am going to send a letter to Robitussin as I think we need to have them sponsor us. They have been tremendous in our last few weeks in our broadcasting.
We almost need a medical staff to travel with us. Here's Beamer trying to get outside. He does, across the 30, down to the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Beamer on the sweep to the right side, brings it to the 24. Tackle is made in there by Andrew Zimmerman for the Seward Blue Jays. A defensive back coming up to make the stop there for the Jays. But that's going to be another first down for Adams Central. We're down to 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. All Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots leading by the score of 14-0. Winner of this ball game will move on to the second round of the state playoffs next Friday night. But they'll have to wait for their opponents. They'll play the winner of the Gehring-Lexington ball game. That's going to be played tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at North Platte High School. Here's Beamer again as he takes it to about the 19-yard line. So the rushing attack tonight has been all Ryan Beamer. I think Bender has touched the ball once for Adams Central. Nate Arnold has had a couple of rushes. Other than that, is that a big number 40 out there for Adams Central carrying the load for the Patriots, and so far so good. Last pickup was 5 yards in the play. Ryan Beamer is now second down and 5 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball at the 19-yard line. This is their third offensive possession, and we're towards the end of the second quarter. That's how much the Patriots have really controlled the clock here in this first half.
Well, when you talk about it, out of 23 rushing plays for Adams Central, Beamer has touched it 19 times already.
Make it 20 as he gets another handoff, takes it off to the left side, takes it across the 15-yard line down to about the 10 or the 11 before he is chopped down by the Seward Blue Jays. This is just complete domination by Adams Central. The offensive line really taking charge at the line of scrimmage here tonight. So far, the Jays' defense has no answer for anything that the Patriots are running here tonight.
20 carries, 137 yards, and that one another gain of 10 yards. We have not hit halftime.
4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Adams Central has now got the ball at the Seward 9-yard line. They'll spot it at the 9. Over Miller, the quarterback, with Bender and Beamer in the backfield. As Overmiller calls the signals, looks over the defense, waiting for the snap. He's got it, hands away to Beamer. He angles off to the right side. He's into the side, the 5-yard line, down to about the 3. The ball comes loose, but Beamer was on the ground. So Beamer takes the ball for another 6 yards. Nothing fancy. They're just blowing him off with the line there. Wallen, Hollister, Ehlers, Holtman, and Meyer flat doing the job down in the trenches for AC here tonight.
Well, they are, and then you watch Ryan Bender, the fullback, right in front of Ryan Beamer as he gets his head stuck into one of the linebackers and gets him on down the field a little more. And just a huge night so far for Ryan Beamer. He's touched the ball a ton, but he's picking up some big chunks of yardage. And Patriots are knocking on touchdown door yet again.
At the 3-yard line, Overmiller again turns. Guess who? Beamer takes it, crashes forward, 2-yard line, 1-yard line. He's into the end zone, touchdown. Ryan Beamer, his second touchdown of the night. The Patriots have had the ball 3 times. They have scored 3 times. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's all Adams Central tonight. The Patriots now lead by the score of 20-0.
Well, and we hate to beat a dead horse, but you can talk about it all night. You give the guys credit up front. Walden, Hollister, Ehlers, Holtman, and Jake Meyer doing a tremendous job. Everything primarily between the tackles. And Beamer, 22 carries, 146, 2 touchdowns on the evening. And Zach Hunt in again for the PAT. Jake Johnson holding for Bill Carlin and the Pats.
146 yards, those are my career stats. He gets them here in the first 2 quarters. Here's Hunt now. He's into the football for the extra point. It goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the Patriots have done very little wrong in this football game as Zach Hunt is now 3 for 3, kicking extra points as well. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 21 and the Seward Blue Jays nothing.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Adams Central drives so far tonight. 13 plays, 79 yards. 10 plays, 63 yards. 8 plays, 68 yards. All Adams Central, 21-zip Patriots.
And the Patriots' total yardage so far in the ball game, 200 total yards. In the ball game, and Ryan Beamer has 146 of the 200.
How many plays has Seward run? They had three on their opening possession here tonight. They did pick up a first down on the last possession. They got nine plays.
Nine plays. AC has
a bunch.
32.
Wow. 32-9 in plays so far here in the first half. Here's a short kickoff. Going to angle to the near side. Grabbed here at the 25-yard line. Back to the 30, to the 35, and to the 36 before he's dropped down. That's a Daniel Buss returning the ball there for Seward. So the Jays did have one pass completion on that last series that they had. Had the ball in Adams Central territory for a short time before the Adams Central defense stiffened. They got a sack in there. In fact, a couple of sacks pushed them back and forced Seward to punt. So now we'll see what the Jays can do. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. First down and 10. Seward will start this drive first and 10 on their own 36-yard line. Cook in the shotgun formation. He'll run it out of there, 35 to the 40. He brings it to the 45 to the 47-yard line. So Cook out of the shotgun. They spread the field, and he just takes off with the ball. Micah Lindblad into the stop here for Adams Central defensively. Lindblad with 31 stops coming into the football game here tonight. But that's one of their better plays of the night as Cook just goes straight ahead out of the shotgun formation, picks up 10-plus as he brings the ball to the 47, first down for Seward.
Yeah, second first down of the night. Chase Cook doing a good job following his blockers. Second longest play from scrimmage for Seward. That goes for 10 and the second first down.
Now they spread the field again with two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right. They hand the ball away on a little reverse play. That's Logan Frank with the ball. Frank brings it close to the 50-yard line before he is knocked down there, and there's a late penalty flag. Frank is knocked down at the 49-yard line, and a late penalty flag comes down. The official throws that baby high into the air. Now they will confer here at the 49. So Frank came back on the little reverse play as that's going to be a personal foul charged on Adams Central. That will not make Bill Carlin happy.
Watching Coach on the sidelines, and he's signaling to the officials a kick. So obviously he thought that one of his players was kicked on the play as well, and that he's still jawing with the official down there. But a big, big penalty after a gain of about 4 yards by Logan Frank. They're going to take the ball all the way down to the Adams Central 35, so the deepest penetration for the Blue Jays this evening.
All right, Cook will be under center. Now as he's got wide receivers split to the right side, here's a pitch play to Wardeman looking to find some kind of running room, and he is snowed under. Bender is there for Adams Central defensively. Also, Johnson gets up off of the stack. So they pitch the ball to Wardeman to the left side of the offensive formation, and nothing there but blue shirts. Bender and Johnson close that hole in a hurry. Pick up only 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 34-yard line of Adams Central. Here's an unbalanced line to the left side. The pitch play will come to Wardeman. Wardeman brings the ball to the 30, down to about the 29-yard line. So they go unbalanced line with all the power set up to the left side, which was the short side of the field. And he has pitched the ball to Wardeman, and he is chopped down at about the 29, a pickup of about, 4 or 5 yards in the play. Ball resting in between the 29 and the 30. It's now third down and 5 yards to go. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. The Patriots out on top by the score of 21-0 here in this football game. Cook again hands the ball away to Wardeman as he angles off on the right side. He's going to be short of a first down. He had to get the ball to the 25, and I think he's at the 27. So now Seward will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 2 yards to go at the Adams Central 27-yard line. Buck 45 left now in the second quarter, and obviously Seward head coach Greg Welch going to go for this one. Deepest penetration of the night for the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. Fourth down, 2 yards to go, a tight Maryland I formation. Here's a handoff to Wardeman. Wardeman slips one tackler, and he's going to have the first down as he takes the ball down to the 24. AC had a chance at him there. That was Hageman, who had his hands on him in the backfield there for Adams Central, but he slips that tackle, and Wardeman took the ball down to the 24. First down for Seward.
First down of the night for Seward on that. I was just figuring up Chase Werdeman's numbers coming in the ballgame. We talked about him being a big force in there, the go-to guy running the football, 1,158 yards. Patriots have done a pretty good job on him so far. 8 carries and 14 yards is all that Werdeman's been able to come up with tonight.
All right, now the Jays want to call a timeout. We'll take a break, pay a bill here. 1:23 to play in quarter number 2. The score of the Patriots, 21, Seward nothing.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Patriots Field. Adams Central out on top by the score of 21-0 here in the football game. But Seward has got something going here late in the second quarter. They got the ball at the Adams Central 25-yard line following the timeout from head coach Greg Welch here for the Seward Blue Jays. So we'll see what Seward can do here late in this second period. Cook is in the shotgun formation. He's got the ball. He drops back. He's got time. Just lofts it in the center of the field. That ball's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Johnson of Adams Central, and he brings the ball to the 10-yard line. Cook just hangs that ball up right in the center of the field, Jimmy. That was an easy interception for Jake Johnson. That's the third pick of the season for Jake.
And that was intended for the running back, Chase Werdeman, coming out of the backfield. He went in motion, went over to the slot, and then run downfield, kind of run a hook pattern, and tried to throw the ball over top of Johnson. He makes a great interception down at about the goal line and brings the ball all the way out to the 10-yard line. So Adams Central, again, they stop Seward on a big defensive play here late in the second quarter.
Now in 1:18 to go, Adams Central probably just sit on the football down here with a 21-0 lead as Overmiller will come up under center. He's got the back stacked up in the I formation. First down and 10 on their own 10-yard line. Here's another call to Beamer. Beamer looks inside, bounces outside as he brings it across the 10-yard line, still on his feet to the 15, and finally run out of bounds over here on the near sideline. So Ryan Beamer, the workhorse here for the Adams Central offense in this first quarter. He gets the call here as Adams Central just tries to run out the clock here in the second quarter. They've got the big lead, 21-0. They've had the ball 3 times. They have scored 3 times in the ball game with some pretty nice drives of 77, 63, and 68 yards. And now they've got it down here in their own territory as Johnson picks off a pass from Seward quarterback Chase Cook. Second down, 5 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball from the 15-yard line. Again, the back's in the eye. Beamer again gets the call. He's across the 20. He's the 25 as he bounces his way out there for AC before he's finally brought down. Tackle is made in there by the Seward Blue Jays. That's the middle linebacker, Blake Vaggert, making the stop. Vaggert, the 196-pound senior for Seward, but that's going to be enough for another first down for Adams Central. Clock is running now with 1 minute to play in quarter number 2. The Patriots have dominated this first half here tonight in the opening round of the Class B State High School football playoffs.
Ryan Beamer, 161 now unofficially in the first half.
Wow. That's a Zach Hunt and Nate Arnold split to the left side. They're out there probably for show purposes only. Bender and Beamer in the backfield. Here's a Beamer with the ball again. He takes it in between the left guard and the left tackle, and he just bounces off a couple of would-be tacklers and picks up another 10 yards or so as Ryan Beamer continues to carry the load here for Adams Central. What if the kid ever gets tired? He has carried the ball a ton here in this first half.
Well, 25 times out of 29 carries for Adams Central. He has carried it 25, and we'll put his totals now at 171. We'll give him 10 on that, the 12th first down for Adams Central.
The impressive thing is that Seward knows he's going to get the ball. They can't stop him.
That's just it. Most teams do. It's number 40 right, number 40 left. You just got to find a way to stop him.
And he's going to get the call here again, an inside handoff this time. He picks up a couple of yards before he falls to the turf. Ryan Beamer picks up a couple of yards, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play here tonight at Patriot Field, as this one is dominated by Adams Central so far here in this ball game. The only drive they didn't score a touchdown on was this last one. at the end of the first half. So a very impressive first half of play. A quick moving first half here tonight as the Patriots have been able to keep the ball on the ground most of the way here tonight. And the score at halftime, Adams Central leading the Seward Blue Jays. It's Adams Central 21, Seward nothing. You're listening to High School Football.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Patriots Field. Adams Central with a lead here in the opening round of the Class B State High School Football Playoffs. The score is 21-0. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the Lexington-Garing game. That contest was originally slated to get underway at 6 o'clock tonight at North Platte. And as they move the site from Garing to North Platte because of the snowstorm in the western part of the state. And then late this afternoon, they decided to postpone the ball game until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So Adams Central and Seward, the only two teams playing in the upper half of the bracket, the western half of the bracket in Class B. The rest of the games were postponed here tonight as they're going to play them tomorrow. And then the eastern half of the bracket, it's going as is, and we'll get to some of the matchups and some of the plans for next week coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But, Jimmy, as we take a look at the first two quarters here, complete domination is the only way you can put it, as Adams Central has looked very impressive so far. They lead the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 21-0. I told you all week long that I thought this would be a tough football game, but I'll tell you what, the Patriots are playing at the top of their game here tonight. Their rushing attack is almost non-stoppable here tonight.
Well, and as soon as we got the pairings last week, that's exactly what the first thing you said. I think a very tough matchup because they met in the first game of the season, and really with the exception of a couple of big plays for Adams Central, this was a pretty much a dogfight. And then again, before we went on the air tonight, you also mentioned the situation that could be a good close contest. It's just been absolutely unbelievable so far. Adams Central has done anything they've wanted to do, rushing the football primarily between the tackles. We'll get to Beamer's numbers. They are astronomical so far here in the first half, but it's exactly right. Just like you said before we went to halftime break, they know number 40 is going to get it. You got to figure out a way to stop him, and they have not been able to stop him. Ryan Beamer averaging 7 yards a carry here this evening.
You mentioned the first go-around. Adams Central relied on the big play. The last time they had a 53-yard touchdown run, they had a 54-yard touchdown pass, and had a 76-yard punt return. So three touchdowns out of the four they scored came on big plays, but that's not the case here tonight as Bill Carlin's just granting it out. It's 3, 4, 5 yards at a time, and we got Ryan Beamer back there. Why not?
Well, they are in that time of possession hanging heavily on the side of the Patriots as they have had three long time-consuming drives. Defensively, they bent. They had the one 15-yard penalty that gives Seward a good spot down deep inside of Adams Central territory, and then the interception by Jake Johnson as he comes up with it about the goal line and brings it out to the 10. Then Adams Central just ground the clock out in the first half, but very, very impressive for Bill Carlin and the Patriots. We look at the Seward Blue Jays, though, in the first half unofficially. Chase Cook, 1 of 4 passing, 15 yards, 1 interception, again coming here late in the second quarter. Seward has rushed it 13 times for 23 yards here in the ball game. 4 first downs, so 38 total yards of offense for Seward here in the ball game on 16 offensive plays. Just outstanding domination by the Patriots here this evening. We look at their leading ball carrier in the ball game. We talked about Chase Werdeman coming in over 1,000 yards on the season. They have hemmed him in completely. 8 carries and only 15 yards for Werdeman this evening, and as I said, 4 first downs for Seward on the evening. Adam Central, Matt Overmiller again, very efficient passing the football. 4 of 6 passing, 53 yards. 2 of those going to Hunt for 39 yards, and 2 of the other completions going to Nate Arlt for 14 yards. The Patriots have rushed it 30 times for 179 yards, and if you're used to an Adam Central broadcast, you know who's got primarily all of them. 232 yards of total offense, 12 first downs in the first half. Adam Central, by the way, 36 offensive plays to Seward, 16. So we talked about the domination factor. Here's the big number, 26 carries, 176 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the ball game for Ryan Beamer here tonight.
And we're at halftime.
Adam
Central out on top by a score of 21-0. We'll get more as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Patriots Field. Adam Central has got the lead here in the Class B State High School Football Playoffs. 21-0 is the score. High school football from KHAS, also available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Speaking of the Broncos, they have the weekend off, so no Bronco football for us tomorrow as Hastings will enjoy their bye week. They've got 2 games left against Concordia and Midland Lutheran the next 2 weeks, so Hastings not playing tomorrow. Nebraska will be in action. They'll take on the Baylor Bears tomorrow morning down in Waco, Texas. 11:40 for the kickoff time. Airtime bright and early tomorrow, 6:30 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 21-0 our score here. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots scored in the first 3 possessions in the ball game tonight. Their opening possession, 13 plays, 77 yards. 1 yard quarterback sneak from Matt Overmiller. The point after touchdown was good. They used up almost the entire first quarter. Adams Central scored with 5 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Patriots had the lead by the score of 7-0. In the second period, after Adams Central holds Seward to 3 plays and out, the Patriots get the ball back again. This time, they capped off a 10-play, 63-yard drive with a 22-yard touchdown run from Ryan Beamer. Point after was good. The Patriots led by the score of 14-0. With 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first half. And then they scored again. 8 plays, 68 yards. 3-yard touchdown run from Beamer. Point after good. 3:46 to play in the second quarter. 21-0. Patriots had the lead. Seward had the ball in Adams Central territory. And as Jimmy mentioned, the quarterback, Chase Cook, throws an interception. Jake Johnson picks it off. Adams Central able to run out the clock here in the first half. And they've got a comfortable lead, 21-0. Here at the halftime break, and if you're Bill Carlin, you got to be pretty happy with what your players put in here in the first half. But you got to remind him, you got to play a four-quarter football game. Seward has an act maybe to stay close in some of these football games.
Well, and the one thing about it with the athletes that they have out there with Werdeman at the tailback and then also Chase Cook, a quarterback, and Logan Frank out there at the wide receiver, they can score virtually from anywhere on the field. But, boy, the Adams Central defense has really been able to keep them hemmed in tonight. And as we had mentioned, just a complete domination. Bill Carlin has to be smiling if he knew this number here. We talked about Beamer with 176 yards here in the first half, averaging 6.7 per carry. Adam Central, the team, 6.4 yards per offensive play here tonight.
Beamer at 6.7, that sounds big, but his season average is 6.9, so he's about to, what he's been doing all season long is Ryan Beamer has really carried the football team for Adams Central here throughout this 2009 regular season. We'll take another break, come back, check some of the action in the State High School football playoffs as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths and arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Patriots Field. Adams Central with the lead at halftime, 21-0 over the Seward Blue Jays. Again, tonight is the games in Classes A and Class B. A handful of games being played in C1, C2, D1, and D2 that were postponed earlier this week because of the snowstorm. Class A matchups tonight. The only local team of interest is Grand Island. They have a night game tonight. They're playing in Omaha against Omaha North. Other teams, Millard South against Omaha Benson. Papillion La Vista is playing Omaha Creighton Prep. Lincoln North Star against Elkhorn. On the other half of the bracket, you've got Millard West against Bellevue West. Omaha Central against Norfolk. Lincoln Southwest against Millard North. And Lincoln Northeast against Lincoln Southeast. Class B also being played tonight, but everybody on the western half of the bracket have had their games postponed because of the snowstorm out west. That includes the Aurora Alliance ball game. Alliance evidently could not get here in time. They'll play that contest tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Husky Stadium in Aurora. McCook and Ogallala will play tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Ogallala. Lexington and Gehring were supposed to play out in Gehring initially. Then they moved the game to North Platte. They were going to get started at 6 o'clock tonight. Then they decided to play it at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So Gehring, the number 2 seed in the West, gives up a home game and actually will travel further than Lexington. They'll play that game at North Platte tomorrow. The winner will take on the winner of that ball, this ball game coming up next Friday night. Other half of the Class B bracket, you've got the top seed Omaha Scut playing South Sioux City tonight. Crete has got a contest at Plattsmouth. Blair is at home tonight to take on Omaha Gross and Gretna against Waverly. That completes the Class B brackets here. In Class C1, again, Hastings St. Cecilia victorious last night. They beat Battle Creek by the score of 47-12. The Blue Hawks are anxiously waiting for the winner tonight between Gordon Rushville and Valentine. If Gordon Rushville wins that ball game tonight, they will come to Hastings next week to play the Blue Hawks. If Valentine wins that game, the Blue Hawks will hit the road and play in Valentine next Wednesday. So hopefully we can maybe grab a score before we get out of here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia waiting for the winner of Gordon Rushville and Valentine. Some of the other matchups, one game has already been completed tonight. It was Shadron beating Boone Central by the score of 21-8. So Shadron, the top seed in their half of the bracket, will take on St. Paul coming up next Wednesday. And that ball game will be at, it'll be at St. Paul next week. So St. Paul, who upset Pierce last night, will get a big matchup with Shadron coming up on Wednesday. So that's one of the matchups in Class C1. Class C2, the Blue Hill Bobcats, winners last night as they beat Southwest by the score of 13-0. Blue Hill will have a home game coming up next Wednesday night. They will take on Sutherland, a team that beat Cross County on the Thursday night by the score of 55-20. They have started a game time set there. Blue Hill will take on Sutherland next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We'll have that game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. In Class D1, a good matchup here between Giltner and Axtell next Wednesday night. That game will be at Axtell. It'll start at 6:30. Axtell winners over Burwell last night by the score of 29-20. Giltner took care of Franklin by the score of 42-8. So it'll be Giltner playing at Axtell on Wednesday beginning at 6:30. And in Class D2, our entry in D2 was Lawrence Nelson. They lost to Pope John by the score of 19-6 last night. Potter Dix will play Pleasanton. That's a game that's going to be scheduled for tomorrow. That game's been postponed a couple of times, too, because the weather conditions will try to play that at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. So that kind of brings you up to date on some of the playoff activity here. Hastings St. Cecilia waiting for their opponent for next Wednesday. Adams Central trying to take care of business here tonight. They would move on to the second round next Friday night as they wait for the winner of their contest here between Lexington and Gehring. They will score off tomorrow. So the Patriots have a couple of quarters to take care of here tonight. They've got the lead over the Seward Blue Jays at halftime. It's Adams Central 21, Seward nothing. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school football tonight on 1230 KHAS. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Well, actually, we're at halftime. 2:19 to play until the second half gets underway. But the Patriots scoring three touchdowns, three out of four times. They have reached the end zone here tonight.
Well, it's been the Ryan Beamer show here in the first half. We've talked about him pretty much all game, but when Adams Central only has 30 carries and your tailback has 26 of them, it's pretty tough not to talk about Ryan Beamer tonight. Incidentally, on the season, he came into the ballgame 182 carries, 1257 on the season, and 18 touchdowns. His numbers now unofficially 208 carries on the year, 1,433 yards and 20 touchdowns. That is impressive. Boy, when we get to do St. Cecilia and Adams Central, we are blessed with a couple of outstanding tailbacks. Dalton Seeley also having a great, great year for St. Cecilia across town. So a couple of offensive explosions whenever we get to do these two teams.
Just got to word that at Gehring-Lexington ball game, now they have changed their mind for a third time. And they're going to play tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Now they're going to play in Lexington. So they were going to play in Gehring. Then they moved it to North Platte. And now they're going to try to play the game tomorrow in Lexington as Gehring and Lexington will square off tomorrow. So Lexington actually gets a home game out of the deal.
Well, and it was Gehring supposed to have the home game, and then they had moved it to Lexington. Actually, Gehring having to travel farther than Lexington for that, so they were going to call that their home game. Now it is in Lexington, so, hey, what do you know? The Minutemen get a break. They get to host that game tomorrow.
Who knows? So we got the second half coming up. 21-0 is the score. It's been the Ryan Beamer show so far for the Adams Central Patriots. As the Patriots and Seward getting their last-minute instructions here before we get to the – I'll have to move again.
Yeah, you get plenty of exercise.
And I've bounced around here in this press box a little bit.
Yeah, we haven't done a game here for quite some time. They've improved the lighting here at the field, but some things never change here as we are – right on the edge of the box, we are the doorman for everyone that is in here, and good for you. You get good exercise.
So we've got the second half coming up here tonight. I wouldn't expect too much different in the second half if you're the Patriots here, as Ryan Beamer has been able to run the ball. Overmiller has thrown just a handful of passes in the football game. In fact, what, six passes so far?
Yeah, six passes. Four of six passing for Overmiller, 56 yards. In the first half, and as we mentioned, he's been pretty efficient all season long. And if you're a fan sitting in the seats, I wouldn't expect Overmiller to throw a whole bunch here in the second half. And Ryan Beamer probably going to get a handful of carries. I would imagine that Ben Rosenquist, his backup, will probably get a load of carries here this evening in this ball game. You wouldn't think that you would want to run your big horse too long into this second half.
So the Patriots going to kick off here to begin the second half of play. It'll be Hunt into the football here. 21-0 to score. Again, the Patriots with three touchdown drives very impressively in the first half. 13 plays, 77 yards. 10 plays, 63 yards. 8 plays, 68 yards. Kickoff by Hunt, fielded by Seward. 30, 35, 40, 45, and chopped down here at the 48-yard line as Seward brings the ball back. There's Brandon Bright, number 3. It was a short kickoff again by Hunt. Angles to the near side, and Bright picks it up and returns it out near the midfield stripe. So good field position here for the Jays to begin the third quarter.
Well, and the one thing, Adam Central just wants to keep it away from Chase Cook and Chase Werdeman, the two deep guys, and a short kick there and not very good tackling by Adam Central. So Seward starts off with pretty good field position. They'll bring it out to their own 49-yard line.
Chase Cook, the quarterback here, with a tight Maryland I formation, double tight ends. Here's a pitch back. It's going to come to the nearest side, and it's going to go to Logan Frank. He's hitting down. He goes. A loss in the play. Micah Lindblad in there for the Adams Central Patriots. First time we've seen Frank carry the football here tonight. They run a very tight Maryland I formation, Jimmy. That up back is right on the rear end of the quarterback, Chase Cook.
Yeah, just a toss sweep to the left side. Again, a lot of penetration by the guys in the blue jerseys again on that play there, and they bring Frank down for a big loss. Going to bring up second down and about 13.
From the 45-yard line, here's Cook handing the ball away to Werdeman, looking to get outside across the 45, brings it to the 46, the 47, and down he goes. A short pickup of about 2 yards in the play. Look at the blue shirts over there for Adams Central. Nick Hill, Skyler Hunt, Ryan Bender on the stop there for AC. A pickup of a couple of yards, but now Seward looking at a third down situation here. Third down and 11. Just underway in the second half. It's 21-0. The Patriots out on top.
And we go back to the last pass play that Chase Cook, he'll be in the shotgun here. The last pass he had was intercepted by Jake Johnson.
Three wide receivers split to the left side. Cook's going to fake the ball, and now he's going to run it. He's at the 50-yard line. He is hit at the 47. He's down at the 46. So Cook going to be far short of a first down there. A tackle is made by number 41 for Adams Central, Jake Johnson. Johnson was injured late in the season there for Adams Central, but looks like he's at 100% now as Johnson makes the stop on the quarterback, Chase Cook, as Chase brings the ball to the 46 of Adams Central. And now we'll see what head coach Greg Welch likes to do here for Seward.
I believe they're going to go here fourth down. You're trailing 21-0, and you're into Adams Central territory. You're about forced to go for it here, and that's what Seward will do.
Fourth down and 4 yards to go from the Adams Central 46-yard line just underway here in the third quarter. Backs in the I formation. It's a Cook under center. Man goes in motion. That's Frank. They're going to throw for it. As he drops back, he throws it. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off by Hunt. He's got a lot of room. 45, 50 down the sideline. 40, 30, 20. He's at the 10-yard line. Hunt still with the ball. Cuts it back. He's going to take all the way for a touchdown. Zach Hunt takes it back for a touchdown. Is that a penalty flag? It is not. At the 30-yard line, Zach Hunt picks it off, goes 68 yards for a touchdown, and the Patriots score again.
Chase Cook looking downfield for Sam Breyer, number 12, and Zach Hunt out there playing center field just absolutely read that play from the word go. He steps right in front of the pass and takes that all the way down in front of the Adams Central sidelines, all the way the distance, 68 yards. That was the pad the official threw down onto the field where Zach Hunt made that interception. So Adams Central, just that quick on fourth down, intercepts the ball, takes it back, 9:42 left to go here, and Zach Hunt in again to attempt a PAT.
Does he have any gas left in his tank to get the leg up?
My goodness.
68-yard interception return for a touchdown, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 27-0 over Seward. Here comes the extra point now by Zach. The snap was low. Johnson got it down, and Hunt bangs it to the uprights. It is good. 9 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Patriots in a blowout here tonight in the Class B State High School football playoffs. The score, Adams Central 28, Seward nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's one you've been waiting for, the six-man football quarterfinals. At halftime, St. Edward is leading Wheeler Central by a score of 24 to six. Now, that's been some time we've seen a six-man football game. We've done the eight-man stuff, but six-man. St. Edward, 24-6 over Wheeler Central.
I don't believe I have been blessed to be able to do an eight-man game. Boy, would that be wild doing a six-man.
You've never seen six-man football?
Never seen six-man football.
They're at halftime, St. Edward leading Wheeler Central 24-6. 28-0 here. Adams Central has got the lead. Frank is going to return this ball, and he slips down just as he crosses the 25-yard line. Covering him up there for AC, just for good measure, is Ben Rosenquist. So Seward kind of rolls the dice in that last series. They had a fourth down at about 3 or 4 situation in Adams Central territory. And Chase Cook throws his second interception of the ball game, returned by Zach Hunt, 68 yards for the score. And the Patriots now comfortably ahead here in the third quarter. It's 28-0.
No, and you talk about Cook. He rolled to the right side again. He was looking for number 12 downfield, Sam Brower. And Hunt just, I don't believe Cook ever seen him just playing deep, deep center field. And he started moving up on the football as soon as Cook threw that. And he made a very nice interception and took it all the way the distance. So Adams Central offense not able to see any action so far, but they tack on seven more, and they lead 28-0 here. Seward first and 10.
They'll start this drive from the 27-yard line. Pitchback will come to Wardeman, and he slips down. Wardeman is going to be thrown for a loss back there, trying to make a little cut, and his feet go out from under him. He is covered up there by Adams Central. Bryce Henricks in on the stop there for Adams Central, so a loss in the play. So the Cook returner loses his footing, and now we see the running back Wardeman on the first play of this possession loses his footing, and he loses about 5 yards in the play back to the 22.
Yeah, and the field conditions very slippery last week in Aurora, and I got here, walked on the field, as I talked about in the pregame show, the surface very muddy, so very tough to make any sharp cuts.
Second down and about 15. Here's a quarterback draw. Running with the ball is Cook. He's got some room across the 30 to the 35-yard line. And Cook is chopped down there by Adams Central. Jake Johnson into the stop there for the Patriots. But because of the loss in the preceding play, they still have plenty of distance to go here. They'll have another third down situation. Clock is running. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central leading by the score of 28-0. Third down and 6 yards to go as they spot the football at the 31-yard line. Chase Cook, the 195-pound senior quarterback, will have double tights. One lone setback. That is Vaggert now behind him. Man comes in motion. That's going to be Wardeman. Now they're going to pitch the ball to him. Wardeman is across the 30. Brings it to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tackle is made again by Jake Johnson for Adams Central defensively. But that should be very close to a first down here as the officials look to the near sideline. And they give him the first down. That's been a rarity for Seward here tonight. They have not been able to grab very many first downs. In fact, that's the fifth one. And we're in the third quarter with 8 minutes to play.
Yeah, they have done a great job on Chase Wardeman. We talked about him coming in. Very good back for Seward here this evening, and they have done a tremendous job keeping him hemmed in. They only needed about 4 yards. They picked up five, so the fifth first down here for Seward this evening.
Cook in the shotgun, hands the ball away to Wardeman. He's got a blocker in front of him, but he's going to be knocked down here at the 39, maybe to the 40-yard line. Hageman into the stop there for Adams Central defensively. And Lindblad is also in there. A pickup of about 3 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 7. The ball is approaching the 40-yard line. Wrestling between the 39 and the 40. Seward moving from our right to our left here tonight on a chilly evening at Patriots Field. Wind is blowing out of the west at about 20 miles per hour here tonight. Here's another handoff to Wardeman. Wardeman brings it across the 40 onto the 42-yard line. Still on his feet, then drug down. Ryan Bender into the stop there for Adams Central defensively. Had a lot of help in those blue shirts. Bryce Henricks also in there for EC. But again, Seward looking at third down here. As they keep the ball on the ground, they're going to give him forward progress out here to about the 43. So third down and about 3 yards to go. Seward using up a lot of time here. They are down by 4 scores, 28-0.
Seward already here in the third quarter with 8 rushing plays for 24 yards. Chase Wardeman on the evening, 13 carries, 25 yards. Only one pass attempt for Seward. That was the one that was picked off by Zach Hunt. Now wide receivers, 2 right, 2 left here for Cook.
Cook is in the gun. He's just going to run the football. He's across the 45-yard line, and he is knocked down right there at the 46. We'll see when they give him forward progress. He had to get it up across the 46, almost to the 47 for the first down. And that's going to be very close as the official is going to call a timeout here to check it out. It's right in front of us. It looks like they got the first down from here, but they'll bring in the chains here from the near sideline. Actually, we're on the opposite side of the field. The hometown folks and the clock, scoreboard, operator. Everybody's on the opposite side of the field here. We're actually on the visitor's side. That's where they keep the chains here.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be good by about half the length of the football as they stretch out the chains.
And that's the case.
And half the length of the football.
Nice eyes.
Yeah, ate my carrots this morning.
The throat might be a little groggy, but there's the eyes are right on the money here tonight.
Powered by Robitussin.
Yeah, it's been a...
been a tough year.
It's been a battle here the last part of the year. The entire crew has been... hacking and coughing. I think I started it.
Yeah, well, you did.
And I think I started it back there at the Dort game.
Yeah, when I went to Kansas City to the NASCAR race, I was healthy. Then I come back, and you're sick, Gene's sick, and now I've had it.
I'm just now getting over it. So congratulations. You've got it. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a pitch play to Werdeman again with a blocker in front of him, but he's going to be knocked down after a short gain. And on the stop again is Jake Johnson. I'll tell you what, he's having a great ball game defensively here for Adams Central tonight.
Well, I was going to say, is there two Jake Johnsons out on the field? He's had an interception. That was in the first half and been in on a slew of tackles here this evening. He has played a whale of a ball game. Going to bring up second down and about eight here for Seward as very rapidly third quarter moving here, 5:54 left and counting.
Double tight ends, tight Maryland I formation again. Werdeman gets the call again across the 50 inside Adams Central territory down to about the 46-yard line. Johnson again been on the stop there for Adams Central. Hageman also helping out there on the tackle. Werdeman picks up another couple of yards, inside handoff between the two tackles there as he takes the ball down to the Adams Central 46. We'll give him a pickup on the play of 4 or 5 yards, 6 yards on the play. It's now third down and three from the Adams Central 46. Same formation, tight Maryland eye. Werdeman again gets the call, 45 down to the 44. Hageman climbs on his back there and rustles him down to the turf. Werdeman is going to be about a yard shy of a first down, so I think if you're Greg Welch, the head coach for Seward, you go for it again. Moving the ball right now a little bit against this Adams Central defense and the strength of your leading rusher on the season, Chase Werdeman.
Well,
it's
fourth
down in the yard.
Yeah, moving the football against this Adams Central defense, but that's not what they want to do right now. They need some scores. They trail 28 to nothing, and they will go fourth and one here. Chase Cook be up under center.
All right, with a wide receiver split out to the left side. Cook is looking over the Adams Central defense, now under center, turns, hands the ball. Werdeman has got it. Werdeman stretches forward. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes, but he should have enough for a first down. Werdeman takes it off of left tackle. He runs into Ryan Bender. Bender had some help out there defensively, but Werdeman, tough guy to bring down. 1,158 rushing yards coming into the football game here tonight. And now he's been the workhorse for the Seward Blue Jays here in the third quarter, as they have now moved the ball down to the Adams Central 43-yard line. 4:26 to play in the third period. 28 to nothing is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Here's Cook. Play action pass. Rolls right. He's going to hang on to it. Here comes the defenders, and he's going to be hit. Down he goes. 3-4 blue shirts over there. There's a penalty on Adams Central. They throw down Chase Cook down to the turf here. They had 3-4 guys around him, Jimmy, as Chase tried to take it to the far side. I think the whistle blew, and then they threw him down to the turf, and that's going to be a 15-yard penalty marched off on EC. That's their second major penalty on this football game.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the guilty party is going to be Bryce Heinrichs over there as he continued to keep going after the flags or the whistles had blown. And we'll see here now the officials discussing this at about the 45.
Well, the flag did come out. Are they going to wave this thing off or not? Now they're talking to Bill Carlin on the far sideline. A little extracurricular activity there as Chase Cook, the quarterback, rolled to the right, and they're going to mark things off against Adams Central. So a 15-yard penalty going to be marched off against the Patriots. That's going to give Seward a first down. The Blue Jays got down here at the end of the second quarter. They were thinking points at the end of the second quarter, but then Chase Cook threw an interception to end the first half of play, and they were shut out. They still got the goose egg on the scoreboard, and now after this penalty, they'll begin this drive here at the 28-yard line now after that 15-yard penalty on the Patriots. Chase Cook turns and hands the ball away to Werdeman, just dancing his way through the hole, and he picks up 1-2 yards, and he's dropped down in the play. Tackle is made in there by Nick Hill for Adams Central defensively. A couple of yard gain, so he moves it from the 28 down to about the 26-yard line, maybe the 25. We'll give him the 25. Pick up of 3 yards in the play.
Well, but again, Seward with a nice long time-consuming drive. That's not what they need right now as the clock continues to move now, 338, 337. And with a second down and eight here, Adams Central in command of this ballgame. Seward needs some quick scores.
Cook is now in the shotgun formation, and now he fumbles a snap. He tries to pick it up, but he's still loose down here. A big, big stack up down here. I think the Patriots on top of the football. And let's see. No indication yet. The official's coming in there. At the bottom of the stack is Beamer. He comes up with a football, and the Patriots, do they have it? No, Seward is on top of the football. Beamer came out of there with the ball, Jimmy, but they give it back to Seward at the 30-yard line. The snap came back right through the fingertips of Cook. He tried to pick it up. He bobbles the ball, and then it was loose. And finally, a big stack up down there at the 30-yard line, and Beamer comes up with it at the bottom of the stack, but the officials give her back to Seward here. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down all the way back here at the 36-yard line. Cook has got the ball again, swings it out here. It is caught. That's Wardeman at the 40-yard line. Wardeman's to the 35, to the 33, and he is brought down there. Tackle is made by Bender. Nate Arnold over here, Jake Johnson over here, and Heinrichs over here for Adams Central defensively. So now fourth down here for the Seward Blue Jays. 2:35 to play in quarter number three. It is 28-0. The Patriots have the lead. And Seward will now be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 14 from the Adams Central 32-yard line.
Well, the guys you got to be looking for, as we talked about, number 12, Sam Breyer. You also got to be watching out for number 10, Logan Frank. Frank will be split out to the right side here with Werdeman along with Brower to the left.
All right, from the shotgun, here's Chase Cook. Fourth down, 14 yards to go. He's going to air it out to the right side. It's going to be overthrown, and it's nearly picked off again by Hunt. Trying to take the ball down the right sideline as Logan Frank was out there for Seward, but that one was overthrown by Chase Cook, and now the Adams Central Patriots will regain control of the football. They'll turn it over on downs, and Adams Central will have it back with 2:05 remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, we talked about the complete domination with Adams Central touching the ball almost the whole first half. The Adams Central offense is yet to take a snap here, and there's 2:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Seward has maintained the football pretty much the whole third quarter, but yet Adams Central has a touchdown on the board.
Yeah, they picked off a Chase Cook pass and returned it 68 yards for a touchdown. So Adams Central comes out here, first down and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Patriots left to right here in quarter number three. Here's Beamer. He slips one tackler, looks to get outside, slips by another tackler down the sidelines, and he's hit down. Beamer is knocked down at the 44-yard line, and Jimmy, he was so close to taking that one all the way to the house as he got to the edge, and then he kind of slips down at the 44-yard line, but a nice pickup there by Ryan Beamer.
Yeah, and a good job by Beamer. Again, the sloppy field conditions. Where's the we have an injured player down on the field. I believe that's right in front of the Adams Central bench.
That's a Blue Jay, however. Yeah.
But as Ryan Beamer got out there, tried to make that sharp cut up the field, and I think he had a lot of room out there to run if he's able to make the cut, but his foot slipped out from underneath of him. And we're going to have an official's timeout here as they tend to the injured Seward Blue Jay.
All right, we got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 1:56 to play here in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score of the Patriots 28, the Blue Jays nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Okay, before we send it back out to the game with Mike and Jimmy, we do have a score update for you out of the C1 state playoffs. St. Cecilia now has an opponent. Final score, Gordon Rushville 30, Valentine 12. So St. Cecilia will play Gordon Rushville in the second round of the C1 playoffs. Now back out to Mike and Jimmy.
Adams Central leading here by a score of 28-0. So St. Cecilia will play Gordon Rushville next Wednesday. That will be a home game for the Blue Hawks.
Well, it appears we will make our debut.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a game at Duncan Field last night, but they moved the game to Hastings College. We were indoors at the Osborne Sports Complex. That was fortunate for us because it poured last night.
Well, and with our coughs and colds that we've had, it's probably good that we were inside. Coach Aarons comes up to the box, and he was complaining about it being too hot up there, so got a strange text last night, though, of a field. I couldn't really make it out. But it was just a simple text on there that says, hoping Wednesday comes soon.
Obviously, that's for Duncan Field, huh?
I would imagine it is Duncan Field as they continue to tend to the injured Blue Jay. But St. Cecilia hosting a second-round game next week.
Yeah, Gordon Rushville beats a Valentine tonight by the score of 30-12. So Gordon Rushville will play Hastings St. Cecilia next Wednesday. And now they're attending to the injured player right in front of the Adams Central bench. I think he is still down over there for the Jays. So we got, well, now he's finally going to get up. And for Seward, I think it's number 12, Sam Brower. He's a wide receiver and a backup quarterback for Seward. As he was attempting to bring down Ryan Beamer over there on the far sideline, and they're going to have to help him to the near sideline.
Yeah, he was down an awful long time right there in front of the Patriots. And a couple of coaches helping him off very gingerly off to the Seward sidelines.
So Adams Central jumped out to a 21-0 halftime lead. They have one score here in the third quarter, and that was a defensive touchdown. The 68-yard interception return for a TD by Zach Hunt. And it's 28-0 right now. The Patriots have the ball back. Seward has been in Adams Central territory a couple of times here in the ball game late in the second quarter and here on this drive, but so far they still have the goose egg on the scoreboard. Adams Central back out here offensively. They'll have a second down and one as the football is placed at the 40-yard line, a 9-yard gain by Ryan Beamer on the last play. Beamer is still in the backfield here for AC. Matt Overmiller up under center. Beamer slips one tackler again. He's going to have the first down as he brings it to the 45-yard line. Seward again had a chance at him in the backfield. Busting through there for the Jays and getting his hand on him was Sam Dieberberger, an inside linebacker, but Beamer just ran through that would-be tackler and brought it up to the 45-yard line. Another pickup here. Another first down, a 1:45 left here in quarter number three.
First down of the second half for Adams Central here, the 13th in the ball game, and a gain of 5 yards for Ryan Beamer, and he continues to add to his big numbers here with a 1:30 left to go here in the third quarter.
Well, Matt Overmiller wants to throw the football. He's got a man out to this. Nate Arlen, they overthrow him down at the 20-yard line. Nate's been kind of quiet here tonight, but he had a step on a man down there as Overmiller just simply overthrows him down around the 20-yard line. Of Seward, an incomplete pass. They just keep banging the ball up inside, and then the Patriots go, what do they do, Jimmy?
They go bang, 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 voop,
over the top.
Over the top. But
that was a little too far.
Yeah, a little bit overthrown by Nate Arlt. You talked about Arlt. Two catches tonight in the ball game, 2 gains of 7, so 14 yards of receiving and only a couple of carries this evening. But it's primarily been Ryan Beamer. Every time Adams Central's rushed the football, they just continue to hand it off to that individual. He's had a huge night.
That's where that play-action stuff works. You continue to pound the ball up inside, then you go up top. That time, Overmiller just overthrows him, and now the Patriots jump off sides. The left guard, that is Zach Hollister. He jumps the gun by a count. So now Matt Overmiller, the quarterback, has got to run clear back to the far sideline, get the next play from Bill Carlin, and here comes Matt back to the huddle. On second down and 15 yards to go, this quarter kind of limping along here.
Oh, it is. I just looking here, wasn't aware until I went back. All the carries in the second quarter were all Ryan Beamer. There was 14 of them. He had every one of them. He's had the first two here in the third quarter, so he's had 16 consecutive handoffs. 28 of the 32 rushing plays has gone to Beamer.
Now Overmiller turns around. I think somebody went the wrong way back there as Overmiller is dropped on the play back at the 37-yard line. Overmiller came out and was handing off to his right, everybody else went to their left, and nobody was back there. So Overmiller just had to take what he could, and he was snowed under by the Seward defense. So there's a missed bobble by the Adams Central offense. Now it's third down and 17 yards to go. So Patriots are back here at their own 38.
Well, we'll see what Bill Carlin has. Zach Hunt will be split out to the left side. Jake Johnson coming in. He'll be on the near side as we'll see Overmiller in the shotgun with flanked by Beamer.
And they're going to fake the ball to Beamer. He wants to throw the ball across the middle. It's going to be caught by Nate Arlt at the 50-yard line to the 45, down to the 42-yard line, and that's a first down. Nate Arlt gets his first reception of the ball game, and it comes on a great opportunity here for the Patriots as that was a third down and 17 situation. Overmiller right on the money. Nate Arlt with that injured hand hauls it in, and he's got a first down at the Seward 42-yard line. He was kind of questionable early in the week. In fact, did not practice, I understand, Monday. They fitted that injured hand with a special brace, and Nate Arnold has played the entire ball game here tonight. First down and 10 for the Patriots. On the 43-yard line in Seward, they're going to throw the ball again. This one is caught by Zach Hunt. Gets away from one would-be tackler. Takes the ball from the 40 down to the 35-yard line. A pickup on the play for Adams Central of about 7-8 yards. Another completed pass. This one goes from Overmiller to Zach Hunt. So now two consecutive passing plays. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the Adams Central Patriots just one quarter away from advancing here in the Class B State High School football playoffs. They have dominated the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. Three quarters in the books to score Adams Central 28, Seward nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth quarter. Adams Central has got the lead. The score is 28 to nothing. It's second down and 2 yards to go from the 35-yard line. Beamer gets the call. As he angles off from the right side, he takes it down to about the 33. Going to be very close to another first down here for the Pats. So in the fourth and final quarter, some scores in. Garden County has beaten Crawford tonight, 34-6. Spalding Academy over Hyannis, a final score of 38-12. And again, Gordon Rushville beating Valentine, 30-12. So it'll be St. Cecilia against Gordon Rushville coming up next Wednesday night at Duncan Field. Now for the first down here. First down and 10. Patriots have the ball now at the Seward 32-yard line. Patriots right to left here in the fourth quarter of play. Overmiller up under center. Hands the ball away again to Ryan Beamer. He's got a hole here off of the right side as Beamer carries the load inside the 20-yard line all the way down to about the 18. So another first down by Ryan Beamer. He's going to be close to the 200-yard mark if he's not there already. He has had most of the load here tonight for the Patriots, and Seward has no answer defensively for the running back for the Patriots.
First down, number 16 for Adams Central on the night, and now unofficially 30 carries, 204 yards, and a couple of touchdowns as Adams Central, again, just continues to pound the football and opening up some big holes in between tackles.
They got the ball now at the 18-yard line of Seward. Here's Overmiller. Again, it goes to Beamer. Looks inside, trying to use his speed to get outside. He's at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5-yard line. He dives for the end zone. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Ryan Beamer takes it in from 18 yards out. That is his third touchdown of the ball game. The Patriots tack on six more. It's now 34-0, Adams Central.
222 yards on 31 carries now unofficially for Ryan Beamer and three touchdowns. An outstanding performance. Just a quick toss sweep to the left side. He picked up a nice block by Nate Arnold over on the left side. And then a Blue Jay was able to get up around his shoulders and drag him down right at the pylon. But the official standing right there signals a touchdown. And again, for the fifth time tonight, Zach Hunt will be in for the point after Jake Johnson holding.
I didn't know if that play was designed to go inside or not, but he looked inside and then bounced it outside, and nothing but speed out there for Ryan Beamer as he takes it into the end zone for the score. Here comes the PAT. That one goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. The point after touchdown is good, so Adams Central tacks on one more here in this fourth quarter of play. And the Patriots now have the lead over the Seward Blue Jays. It's Adams Central 35, Seward nothing.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Adams Central scored on a defensive touchdown in the third quarter. The 68-yard pass interception for a touchdown from Zach Hunt, and now an 18-yard touchdown from Ryan Beamer. 9 plays and 74 yards for the Patriots. So they put on some pretty impressive drives so far tonight. Seward with no answer for the rushing attack of AC.
Well, and I think Coach can see how his team has improved over the first game. It was some big, big plays that propelled them past Seward in the first game of the season. And tonight has just been long time consuming drives. The offensive line dominating the line of scrimmage.
Here's the return. It comes back to the 25-yard line. That ball actually dropped there, and it was finally picked up by the deep man for Seward as Richie Grays brings the ball back to the 25. So now we've got the running clock in action here. This could be a quick 10 minutes and 45 seconds. It's 35-0. The Patriots have the lead. So Adams Central, they will move on to the next round of the state playoffs. Their next game will be next Friday night. They will await the winner of the ball game tomorrow between Lexington and Gearing. They will play that ball game at Lexington, we understand now. It'll be a 2 o'clock starting time. Here's Cook. He pitches the ball back, and that one is mishandled back there by Wardeman. He falls on top of it again. A loss there for the Seward Blue Jays. So it'll be a wait-and-see situation now for the coaching staff and the players of Adams Central. They'll wait for the winner of the Lexington-Gearing ball game. Lexington is 5-4 on the season. Gearing is the number 2 seed in the Western bracket. They are 8-1. Gearing was originally supposed to host that. Then they moved the game to North Platte, and now they're going to play the game at Lexington.
We'll see what kind of effect that has on Gearing.
So it's second down and 16 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 20-yard line. It's loss of 6 yards. Here's a pass that's going to be caught out here at the 34-yard line. And now we got a penalty flag down.
And this is going to go on Nate Arnold. He was right in front of the official as I believe that was Logan Frank making a nice reception out close to the first down sticks. And I think Arlt's going to get a personal foul here, leading with the helmet.
So Nate Arlt going to be whistled for a 15-yarder. That's the third 15-yard penalty. That's Adams Central has been charged with here tonight.
And that was Chase Cook, very slow in getting up. He was hit right as he threw the football. And we got the training staff coming out to take a look at him.
Yeah, so Chase Cook also receives a pop there by the Adams Central defense. In addition to the wide receiver over here for Seward, Logan Frank, who got the hit from Nate Arlt defensively. And now Cook is going to have to come out of the ballgame. 35-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Coming into the ballgame now is going to be Daniel Buss. So Daniel Buss now going to be the quarterback here for Seward. Buss is a 150-pound junior. So now Chase Cook is out of the ball game. Daniel Buss will be at the controls here. 9:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. Adams Central takes the time to head over to the far sideline to talk with head coach Bill Carlin. Here come the Patriots back onto the field now.
Yeah, we were still awaiting the call from the officials as they stood and conferred at about the 35-yard line. That's going to be the case. Going to be a personal foul on Nate Arlt, leading with the helmet on that tackle.
Yeah, both teams were lined up ready to go. They forgot to mark off the 15-yard penalty. Now they finally do as they bring the ball out to the 50. They'll move the chains, and everybody is set. Both teams were lined up at the line of scrimmage. The officials kind of looking at one another. Then they decided they haven't marked off the 15-yard penalty yet, and they bring it up to the midfield stripe. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Seward Blue Jays right at the midfield stripe here. 9:42 remaining in the ballgame. Adams Central builds the 21-0 halftime lead. They've scored twice so far here in the second half, and it's 35-0. Here's Buss with the ball, hands it away, Wardeman. Wardeman is at the 50, Wardeman to the 47-yard line, where he is knocked down there. Wardeman following a man through the hole there, but picks up little, if any, running room, maybe 2 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. They'll give him forward progress, maybe closer to the 47, so a pickup of 3, second down and 7.
AC defense doing a tremendous job against Wardeman tonight. 19 carries, only 41 yards is all Wardeman has been able to muster up here against this Patriot D.
Adams Central now with some second teamers in there. I see Jordan Jensen is in there at the defensive end spot here on the left side. Wardeman is into the open now, 45, and he slips down at the 41-yard line. Looked like he had a lot more running room than that, but his feet came out from under him again as he is down at the 41. Going to be short of a first down by a yard or so. Ryan Bender under the stop for Adams Central defensively.
And again, you see that soft field conditioning playing a part in that that carry there by Wardeman. He was going to be able to pick up the first down, but just simply planted that right foot. It came out from underneath of him. Going to put Seward in a third down and one here.
Buss is your quarterback. No, Cook is back in there now as he hands the ball away. He fights for some running room as they hand the ball away across the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. Waterman carrying the ball again for Seward, fighting for the first down, and he's got it at 38. This is only the fourth home game for Adams Central this year. They had four scheduled during the regular season, but they moved the one ball game with Hastings High over to Hastings College, so they had three regular season home games this year on this field. This is the fourth one here tonight.
And an amazing, still the field between the 30s are very chewed up out in the middle.
Here's a Cook on the quarterback keepers. He takes the ball down to about the 35-yard line. Hageman into the stop for Adams Central defensively. Brandon Hageman, he came into the ball game with eight sacks. That leads the Adams Central defense. Fourth leading tackler on the team with 47 stops. Coming into this football game tonight, gets the last tackle there for the Adams Central defense. Second down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the Adams Central 35. Patriots out on top by the score of 35-0 in the Class B State High School football playoffs. Cook swings the ball out here to Frank, and he is hit. Down he goes. Another penalty there. Another penalty on Nate Arl, leading with a helmet again.
Yeah, the little swing pass, going to be a screen pass set up on the right side, right in front of a Seward bench to Logan Frank. And again, Arl coming in very hard from his cornerback position, just simply led with the helmet again.
And he is not a happy camper as he comes to the near sideline. So now the officials going to talk with the captains for the Adams Central defense to try to straighten this thing out. Now Beamer is going to go back and have a couple of words with Nate Arlt. So two 15-yard penalties here on Nate Arlt on this drive.
And that's going to, Arlt's going to come out of the game here. Bill Carlin wants to have a word with him.
He wants to talk with Nate, or he wants to talk to the officials, one of the two. And that's about as hot as I have seen Bill Carlin in a long time. And the officials don't want him to get back to the coaching box. A 15-yard penalty marched off against Adams Central again. So first down and 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line. Here's a running play again. Waterman on some counter action as they take the ball down to the 14. So Bill Carlin still jawing at the official on the far sideline. He's about to 5 yards out of the field over there on the far side.
Well, I tell you what, not too many times do you see Bill Carlin get irate over some officials' calls. And we see Waterman down, looks like maybe some cramping problems at about the 15. But, yeah, Bill Carlin coming out on the field again to talk with the officials. He's not a very happy camper.
All right, so now we got an injury timeout. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. All this is doing is getting the coach hot over there as he continues to use the opportunity to talk with this one official on the far side. He's about, what, 10 yards away? I'm sure he's getting an earful from Coach Carlin. So a couple of 15-yard penalties marched off on Nate Arnold for leading with his helmet on some tackles after some completed, or that one was an incomplete pass. But they march off the penalty, and it's now second down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 14-yard line of Adams Central. Here's Cook going to run with the ball. He's at the 15. He's at the 10-yard line, and he is knocked down. There's another penalty down. Another penalty is thrown there. As Chase Cook is knocked down into play.
I think this is going to go against Ryan Beamer for Adams Central. Number 40 come flying in there and was up around Chase Cook's headgear. We'll wait for the call here. If it is, look out. Bill Carlin might end up out on the field, and that's what the call is. He's in disbelief.
I think a face mask call is the situation here against the Patriots. Seward scored their only touchdown the first time around late in the ball game, much like this against the Adams Central, basically the JV unit here. They're pitching the shutout here at 35-0, but now Seward has got the ball first down and goal from the 4-yard line. Four or five penalties on Adams Central here on this particular drive. Here's Waterman with the ball, and Waterman fights for running room down to about the 2-yard line. Just goes straight ahead here against this Adams Central defense. So now it's second down and goal from the 2-yard line of Adams Central. We've had two major penalties of 15 yards here on this drive on Nate Arlt, a penalty on Ryan Beamer. Seward has used that to their advantage now. They've got the ball in the red zone for the first time here tonight. And now they're sitting just outside the goal line as they run another play. Here is a handoff to Waterman as he slices through there and he gets into the end zone for a touchdown. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the football game. Seward finally gets on the scoreboard, a one-yard touchdown run from Chase Waterman, their leading rusher. And it's now a 35-6 ball game in favor of the Patriots as the PAT is pending here from Seward.
Quarterman just tucked right up in behind his left guard. Derek Eastman was able to get it across from 1 yard out. 24 carries now, 60 yards and a touchdown for Werdeman. Chase Cook in for the PAT for Seward.
Frank will hold here for the Jays on the extra point. Here comes the PAT. And that one goes through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good. So that breaks the shutout here in this football game. The opening round of the Class B State High School football playoffs. The score now is Adams Central 35, the Seward Blue Jays 7. You're listening to High School Football.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Well, with the assistance of three penalties or so, Adams Central on that drive, Seward finally sticks one in the end zone. There goes the running clock. 5:41 to play. Now it's 35-7. Adams Central has got the lead.
We'll see Nate Earl back in the football game, back deep for Adams Central. Looks like Ben Rosenquist, the up back. We talk about all the offensive plays Adams Central run in the first half. Seward has run 28 offensive plays here in the second half to Adams Central's 9.
Onside kick coming up here for Seward. Adams Central has got the hands team out there, and they're going to recover the ball here at the 42-yard line. Adams Central recovers the ball. That's number 16, Brady Hoffman, covering the ball. Actually, he got it between his legs. He didn't have it with his hands. He had it in between his legs.
Yeah,
it
happened right down here in front of us, and you can see the football sticking in between his legs, and Hoffman was able to get his hands back on and bring it up into his chest cavity before he was pounced on by a couple of Jays. So Adams Central will take over here at the 43-yard line.
We will have our player of the game coming up right after the game tonight. And the coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Then we got the weekend off. No Bronco activity tomorrow. Broncos have the bye week. We'll have more high school football coming up next Wednesday. Hastings St. Cecilia and Gordon Rushville will be our game next Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. So no official starting time on that particular contest yet. Ryan Beamer gets the call here as he brings the ball to the 50. Another 7 yards. He's just improving his stat figures here. Tonight he's over 200 yards if you're just joining us.
Yeah, 32 carries and 230 yards unofficially.
Not bad for a night's work.
Not too bad. So what will you be doing tomorrow?
I haven't thought about it. It's been a while since we've had a Saturday off.
I know. No college game. I know what I'm doing.
Second down and 3 yards to go. Don't need to ask. Ball is at the 50-yard line. AC working right to left. Here's a handoff to Beamer. He's across the 45. Still has feet to the 40. Hanging on for dear life and finally bringing him down to the 39-yard line. Getting the tackle there is Daniel Buss for the Seward Blue Jays. But Beamer again carries the ball from the 50 all the way down to the 39-yard line, 11 yards in the play.
First down number 17 for Adams Central. Out of the 17 first downs, 15 of them have come via the ground. It just shows their complete domination at the offensive line. They've done a great job blocking that Seward defensive front.
Over Miller has thrown 9 passes in the football game here tonight. Don't expect to see the ball in the air here in the final 4 minutes and 38 seconds. He is standing at the line of scrimmage right now, and now Bill Carlin is going to use all the time in the world here. They'll hand the ball away to Beamer. This time he is crushed as he brings the ball to the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Not very many times tonight has Ryan Beamer been stopped for a 1 yard pickup or no gain. That time he picked up 1. We'll call it second down and 9 now. The football in between the 38 and 39 yard line.
I know Beamer was averaging around a little over 6 yards per carry there in the first half. Now he's up over 7. 7.1 yards per carry on the evening for Beamer.
Wide receiver splits out wide right. That's Johnson. Hunt is to the left side. Backs in the eye, and another penalty flag comes out. Illegal procedure. Illegal procedure against Adams Central. Second half has not been as sharp as maybe the first half, but they're playing with a big lead. They had a 21-0 lead at halftime. defense was on the field for a long time for Adams Central in the third quarter. And this fourth quarter has been a little sloppy for both teams. The penalties, I'm sure, is a concern for the coach.
Well, I've got unofficially 9 of them in the ball game for Adams Central, and we talk about, I know 3 of them have been personal fouls, late hits, and a couple of them were courtesy of Nate Arlt down here with the leading with the helmet. So definitely something coach is going to have to address this week in practice.
You can bring that up on the postgame show.
I will.
Here's a handoff to Rosenquist, who's into the ball game now, trying to use his frame to get outside. Another penalty flag goes down as Rosenquist is run out of bounds. A holding call now against Adams Central. Come on, guys, let's just get out of here. 3:28 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 35-7. Patriots have the lead. And now a holding call on Adams Central. The flag is down at the 45-yard line, so it cost them 10 more yards. That's the 10th penalty on AC. It's been a long time since Adams Central has been penalized that many times in one game. Now it's second down and about 2 area codes to go. They got to take it all the way down to the 30 for a first down. They're at their own 45.
40 rushing plays tonight. 34 of them have been carried by Ryan Beamer.
Right now, he's on the sideline.
Yeah, he's on. I believe he's probably done for the evening.
Ben Rosenquist in there now for Adams Central as the ball game winds down. He's lined up at the tailback. I think that's still Bender in there at the fullback slot. Here's Rosenquist with the ball as they keep it on the ground. They move it from the 44 out to about the 46. A pickup of 2 yards in a play. Getting up there was Vaggard, number 40, the inside linebacker for Seward. So Adams Central will improve to 9 wins and 1 loss on the season. They'll move on to the second round of the state playoffs. They'll take on either Gehring or Lexington. Next Friday night, if Gehring wins tomorrow, Adams Central get on the bus and head to the Panhandle. That'll be a Friday ball game next week. If Lexington can win tomorrow, Adams Central will have a home game here next Friday night, so they'll turn into temporary Minutemen rooters, I'm sure, tomorrow. Here's a handoff to Rosenquist. He's got a hole. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Still on his feet, and he takes it down inside the 15-yard line, down to the 13. Ben Rosenquist nearly takes that one to the house there for Adams Central. Finally brought down into play. A touchdown-saving tackle by Daniel Buss.
37 yards and a quick burst right off left tackle. Rosenquist had a little bit of a seam there showing his speed as he was able to get into the Seward secondary. And it one guy was made a touchdown saving tackle. That was Daniel Buss, number 19. So the Patriots with another first down. First down number 19 on the evening as we're inside 2 minutes left to go here in the ballgame.
They will spot the football at the 15-yard line. And now we've got a new man in there at quarterback. Nope, it's still going to be Overmiller as he is waiting for the snap. Now he's up under center. He turns and hands it away again to Rosenquist, trying to jockey his way outside. A lot of traffic out there, and Rosenquist is going to be brought down into play. Rosenquist picks up a couple of yards on that play, but he is brought down there by Seward as he tried to take it to the far sideline. Tackle is made by Logan Frank, number 10, for the Jays. So Rosenquist moves the ball from the 15 down to the 11-yard line. A minute and 25 seconds to play here in this one. Patriots out on top by the score of 35-7 here in this football game.
Probably just a couple more snaps as we see Overmiller come up to the line of scrimmage, and he looks back at Bill Carlin, letting him look at that wristwatch. We've seen that so many times in the past few years, and now Overmiller down up under center.
He uses all the time in the world right here as they hand the ball away again to a Rosenquist inside handoff between the two tackles. Little if any gain, the Patriots really not looking for anything right here. It's going to bring up a third down situation. The ball is now inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot this baby at about the 9, but the clock is running with 48 seconds to play. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up here tonight on 1230 KHIS. As the fans head to the exits here, trying to get back into the cars, I'm sure it's been a cool night at Patriot Field. And Adams Central will now wait and see. They'll wait until the outcome of the ball game tomorrow between Gehring and Lexington. Find out who they played in the second round of the state playoffs. Overmiller again hands the ball away. Rosenquist hurdles over a man as he takes the ball down around the 5-yard line or so. But I think that's going to be the final play of the football game. 13 seconds to go, and the Patriots are going to win this football game here tonight. Final score, Adams Central is going to beat Seward by the score of 35-7. in the opening round of the Class B State High School football playoffs. So Seward will wrap up their season with a mark of 6 wins and 4 losses. 2 of those 4 losses coming to Adams Central this year. Adams Central wins the football game tonight. They are now 9-1 on the season. Yeah, the final score, the Patriots 35, the Blue Jays 7. You're listening to High School Football.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
So Adams Central wins it tonight over the Seward Blue Jays to open up the Class B State High School football playoffs tonight. Final score of 35-7. The Patriots jumped out to a 21-0 first half lead and cruise to the victory here tonight. So Adams Central is now, 9-1 on the 2009 season as they get ready for the second round of the state playoffs next Friday night against either Gehring or Lexington. Those two teams will play tomorrow afternoon in Lexington. Adams Central scored in the first three possessions here tonight, used up most of the first quarter clock for their opening possession. 13 plays, 77 yards. A one-yard quarterback sneak by Matt Overmiller topped things off. Point after touchdown was good. 5:05 to play in the first quarter. The Patriots led 7-0. Second possession, they go 10 plays, 63 yards. 22-yard run from Ryan Beamer to make it 14-0. In the third series, 8 plays, 68 yards. A 3-yard touchdown run from Beamer made the score 21-0. That's the way the first half ended. Adams Central in the third quarter getting a 68-yard interception return of a pass that Zach Hunt picked off and took it back the other way. 28-0 was the score at that point. Adams Central had the lead. Patriots getting another touchdown early in the fourth quarter on an 18-yard run by Beamer to make it 35-0. And then finally Seward gets on the scoreboard thanks to some penalties late in the ball game. Chase Wardeman took it in from 1 yard out. 35-7, the final score as the Patriots win it here tonight. So a complete domination by Adams Central, again leading 21-0 at the halftime break, and they cruise to the victory here tonight, 35-7 over the Jays.
Yes, very, very impressive. You take away the penalties, I'm sure Coach is very happy. We look down on the field, the Patriots breaking their team meeting, and Coach Carlin down being interviewed by some of the media here this evening. We look at Seward in the night. Chase Cook was 3 of 8 passing for 33 yards. He had 2 interceptions, one of those being very costly. That's the one that Zach Hunt took back for the touchdown. Seward rushed it 37 times for 77 yards tonight, so only 110 yards by the Seward offense here this evening. 11 first downs for Seward, and their leading ball carrier in the game, Chase Wardeman, 24 carries, 60 yards, and 1 touchdown late in the ball game. No surprise here, the Ryan Beamer show, folks. It was very, very impressive. His offensive line did a tremendous job, and Adams Central, again, offensively puts up some huge numbers. Matt Overmiller was 6 of 9 passing this evening, 82 yards, but the rushing is where they really dominated. 44 carries, 289 yards for the Patriots tonight on the ground, 371 total yards, 19 first downs in the night. Some individual numbers, we'll get to Beamers here in a second, but Nate Arlt, 3 receptions, 34 yards in the ballgame. Zach Hunt, 3 receptions, 48 yards. And then it was primarily Beamer. He had 34 of the 44 carries this evening for 241 yards, 3 touchdowns. They come from 18, 22, and 3 yards out, and he was in on a host of tackles. So very, very impressive by that individual tonight. He adds to his numbers, and unofficially on the year, Beamer with, it's astronomical here, 1,498 yards unofficially on the year, so too shy of the 1,500-yard mark, but very impressive for Bill Carlin and his Patriots as they await their next round team, whether it be Lexington or Gehring.
All right, 35-7, the final score here tonight. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Back at the Patriots Field, Adams Central wins it here tonight over the Seward Blue Jays to open up the Class B State High School football playoffs. The final score of 35-7. Again, the Patriots racking up 371 yards of total offense in the ball game tonight, 110 for Seward. The Jays had 33 yards passing, only 77 yards rushing here tonight. Adams Central, 82 yards passing, 289 yards on the ground. Nate Arnold carried the ball three times, 34 yards tonight. Zach Hunt, three receptions, 48 yards, also picked off a pass and returned it for a touchdown in the third quarter, 64 yards on defense. Of course, the big story tonight was the running attack of Ryan Beamer again as he carries the ball 34 times here tonight for 200 yards plus in the football game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Adams Central is going to be Ryan Beamer. He carries most of the load here tonight as he carries the ball 34 times, 241 yards in the football game. He scores the three touchdowns, runs of 18, 22, and 3. Also played on defense tonight for the Patriots. But he rushes the ball for 34 times, 241 yards. So he had 241 of the 289 rushing yards in the football game tonight. He will be our player of the game as Adams Central knocks off the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 35-7. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Again, back at Patriots Field, and as we might expect when the state playoffs are here, it's a media circus, and the media convention is still going on down on the turf here tonight at the Patriots Field. But again, Adams Central wins it by the score of 35-7 over the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Just a spackling of games here tonight that we have results in. Shadron has beaten Boone Central in Class C1 tonight. Final score of 21-8. It was Gordon Rushville beating Valentine 30-12. So that means Gordon Rushville will play Hastings St. Cecilia next Wednesday in the second round of the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs. Adams Central again winning here by a score of 35-7. Earlier tonight, Garden County beat Crawford in a Class D1 game, the final of 34-6. And Spalding Academy has beaten Hyannis tonight by the score of 38-12. But, Jimmy, a good performance here by Adams Central, and now the Patriots will have to wait and see who their next opponent will be.